The Brethren of Chaos podcast.
Hello, and welcome back to the Brethren of Chaos podcast.
Episode 26.
Episode 26.
High numbers, that.
That is. Serious numbers. To think, like...
We're not messing around with those numbers.
25 would have been a good, like... That's a good solid number, that, innit? And we've breached it.
Yeah, gone through. Smashed right through it.
Like it didn't even happen. last week, Steve. Last week's episode, a few days ago for us.
Oh, yeah.
I just finished listening to it today.
You said it got emotional towards the end.
Towards the end, yeah. It gets pretty deep.
Yeah.
I find.
Well, what in what part, what way?
I just thought, like, we got talking about how Charles wasn't doing the podcast anymore. And
I get you.
Like, how weird it was when he first left and stuff, and how now he's come back in, and it's like he hasn't left. Oh. And we were both just fucking laughing our heads
literally
off.
Literally like that, wasn't it?
For 2 hours. And now he's just gone again.
We're back on our own.
I know. It's mental, isn't it?
That what was class though was when Charles was talking about that family.
Oh my god.
Let him come in for
the
tea.
Fucking spoon.
Giving him the cake.
Yeah. Oh, the carrot cake. Sitting with nameplates at the table.
Oh my god.
Unbelievable. Listeners, if you haven't listened to that episode, because it wasn't a topic.
No, it wasn't.
If that's the reason you've not listened, I don't care. Just go and listen to it, because you'll just laugh.
Yeah.
It's just it's just us being stupid and just reminiscing, talking about some of the old podcasts that we'd just forgotten that
No plan or anything. We're just talking about them.
Just went in.
It was beautiful.
It was. A lovely episode.
Handsome.
Free-flowing. Steve, any... I feel like I saw you over the weekend, but I didn't. I saw you Friday.
Yeah, it was Friday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't do anything over the week. Nothing.
No?
Went for a bike ride the other day.
You did?
Just a relaxing bike ride.
Nice. No, you didn't pump it?
No. I was saving myself for football.
Yeah, no, that's fucking annoying.
That didn't happen.
We might end up playing tomorrow, but you won't be here.
I won't be here, no.
No, because you'll be exploring the Lake District.
I'll be running around like a madman.
Yeah. I went to play cricket.
That's it. You're playing cricket. Yeah. How was that?
Too windy.
It was a bit windy, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely too windy.
Cricket balls are heavy, though. The wind shouldn't really...
Well, it wasn't really... And there was only 4 of us.
Ah, yeah.
So, we then had to play against the wall.
What, spot?
As like a wicketkeeper. Well, funny you should say spot. We did end up playing spot with a football. And yeah, spot...
You cannot beat that game, though.
What a game.
That's elite game.
Yeah. We were like, let's just piss about, have a game of spot. I think we had about 4 or 5 games, spot.
Oh, you could play spot for hours, couldn't you?
Like, 4 25-year-olds. Just...
That's what you want, though, in the sun.
Yeah, it was good.
With the wind.
And then we went to the pub.
Yeah.
So what?
The England game.
The England game. Not very good.
Dreadful again.
Yeah.
Mount again.
Don't remember really watching it.
No. Nothing happened. What was even the score?
0-0.
Oh, I can't even remember, yeah.
I was drinking Guinness and I was horrendously drunk.
Wait, how many did you have?
I don't know.
All we know is you were full of iron by the end of the night.
Full of iron, that is. I just... That England game, what's going on? England playing tonight as well, aren't they?
Are they?
Yeah, they're playing somebody tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. I
only want the tournament stuff.
Yeah, that's when it's like...
Yeah, and this is a tournament, the Nations League. Mm. The Nations League.
I feel like this is just the same as that fucking... What's that third champion, the European thing?
Europa Conference League.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm not interested at all.
Stupid, isn't it?
Fuck that.
This is, I think... It only gets hype when it's all in a different country, in a proper tournament.
Yeah.
Not like these.
Like the fans are going over and stuff like that. That's where it's serious. That's what
you want. New songs are coming out. It's just England everywhere. Like that. It's going to be different in the winter.
Different vibe.
Winter World Cup. But no, very interesting. Should we touch on some transfer news?
Well, I was going to say, you can enlighten me on that, because I don't know anything. The only thing I know is Haaland and some guy to Liverpool. I can't remember his name.
Darwin Nunes.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't even know his name.
Big money as well.
Is he replacing Firmino?
Well, he's a striker. I don't know whether he's replacing Firmino, because no one's talked about Firmino going at all. Yeah. Mane's going.
Yeah.
To Bayern. I think Liverpool are going to trim down the squad.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. I think it's probably a smart decision to do as well right now, because... Like, I've spoken to Liverpool fans and they've said, no, it's not not the right thing to do. We need to keep the squad strong, keep the depth.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas, I think if you just trim it down, because just realistically, he's going to win the league next year.
Probably not.
Trim down the squad now.
Yeah.
Get it primed and ready and set.
Well oiled.
Yeah. Get rid of all like your fucking deadwood.
Like you've got Chamberlain still there, isn't he?
Chamberlain still there. Minamino.
Who else is
Origi's already gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
You've got lads coming back, so Nico Williams, he'll get off. Nat Phillips will get off.
Who's Elliot? He was good.
Yeah, Harvey Elliott.
I think he should stay.
Curtis Jones could get off.
I like him though, he's alright.
I'm saying.
He's the best of the best of like the people you could bring on.
My prediction, Curtis Jones to Crystal Palace. You heard it here first.
Where do you get that from?
Well, I'm thinking Palace had Gallagher last season.
Oh, yeah.
He's gone back to Chelsea.
Is he going to Chelsea, yeah?
Well, he's gone back to Chelsea, isn't he?
Has he gone?
No, he was only on loan. Conor Gallagher.
Oh, I see.
I think he'll play for Chelsea next year.
If I had Gallagher, I'd be playing him.
And I'm looking, Curtis Jones, go and get you.
They're similar positions, aren't they?
Yeah, I think Curtis Jones could be good.
Yeah.
In a smaller side. Playing every game.
Yeah, game. Think, you know one thing about Curtis Jones? I don't know if it was now, but when he was playing, he was getting dead tired. I don't know if you noticed that, if you were watching, studying Liverpool playing.
No, I didn't.
But he was getting really, by the end of the match, you could tell he was fatigued more than everybody else.
Yeah.
And I think it was because he wasn't playing, you know, that week in, week out.
Yeah, yeah. You're short, your match fitness.
Yeah.
You may be fit, but are you match fit?
That's it.
Exactly. I don't think there's much else going on. Everton, John Joe Kenny left.
Has he gone?
About it. Richarlison might be going. Spurs, I'm telling you as well, Spurs, watch them next season.
Are they going to be?
Bissouma from Brighton.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to medical this week at Spurs.
Ah.
They want Richarlison, apparently, but it's
would you let him go?
Going to have to be 60 mil. If they pay 60 mil, then what can you do?
What about Calvert-Lewin?
Would you get rid of him over
Richarlison?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd let them both go. I'd just let everyone go. I don't give a shit. I
agree with that.
Yeah.
Fucking refresh.
Any bids come in for players that are at the valuation that you've got, just fucking let them go.
Yeah.
That's what I often do, like, and just refresh.
That's it.
Reinvest
restart.
That money smartly as well.
That's the problem, wasn't it?
Don't sell your striker for 60 million and buy another striker for 60 million.
Yeah.
Buy two strikers, 20 million a pop, and then you've got another 20 million.
Yeah, I get you.
That's how you do it.
Not like the worst one ever was Pogba, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was the worst trend. Is that?
Now he's gone, isn't he, for free? Outrageous.
So what happened there? Like they bought first time they got him, didn't they? They had him.
He was a kid. Yeah. Through the youth ranks, leaves on a free.
Yeah.
Because like 18-year-old Paul Pogba didn't get the first team chances at Man United he thought he deserved. So he gets off, smashes it at Juve, to be fair to him.
Yeah.
And then they buy him back for 90 million.
Oh, God.
And then let him go for a free back to Juve.
That's ridiculous. And then he was shit for Man U, really. If you look back.
I think his
overall
first season he was good.
Yeah.
I think these last ones where he's had injury issues and United have been bad.
Yeah, I think you've got to be able to do it consistently to be good, I think.
100%, yeah.
If you could be like the best player on the pitch,
without a doubt.
But if you're doing it like once a month, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't matter.
No, if it's like, oh, look how good Paul Pogba was, the like 10 games this season.
Yeah.
Well, it's a how many fucking 38 game.
So season. He's gone. Who else? What other transfer? Any other to drop on me?
I don't think Vincent Kompany has taken the Burnley manager's job.
Oh, you know what? I seen that on the news.
Yeah.
And I refused to like let it go in my head. I just like walked out the room. I was like, no, I'm not stopping and taking that in.
Nope.
I'll do that another time.
Yeah, that's a strange. I mean, I don't know about it. I don't know how good he was.
Has he been a manager?
He was at Anderlecht, yeah. He's had 2 years at Anderlecht. I don't know how good he is. I don't think he won the league at Anderlecht.
No.
And they're like big Belgian side. Burnley trying to go a different direction, fair enough to them.
Yeah, I think
more power to them.
It's that thing where you bring like someone in who's not. You're breaking out the mold of like bringing a fucking Pardew, Allardyce.
Yeah, the issue is with like Vincent Kompany's like a modern manager. He'll want to play football.
A modern man.
Yeah, modern man. He'll want to play football, but he's got a Burnley squad.
Who's in the Burnley squad?
Fucking
Trossard.
No, that's Brighton.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Tarkovsky. We're taking Tarkovsky.
Yeah, yeah.
Ben Mee's left as well.
Mee, Wood. He's
gone to Newcastle. So you've got, like, Ashley Barnes.
Yeah. I can't even think
of... Dwight McNeil, Ashley Westwood.
None of these coming to me.
No.
I know the names, but I can't even picture them.
Who else is there? Aaron Lennon's still there.
What? Is he still playing? Yeah. He still exists?
Yeah, still exists. He was playing Premier League football last year.
What the fuck? Who's the keeper?
Nick Pope. But he might go. Burnley have got a thing where they had a loan that if they stayed up, they didn't have to pay the loan back. Because they went down, they've got to pay back like 60 million quid.
Oh, I see.
So they could end up selling a few players as well.
What the fuck?
Which is mental. And Burnley were in I think over COVID, they were the healthiest club financially.
Oh, right, I see.
For some reason, I don't know.
It's because they're small.
Probably, yeah. And the stadium's fucking made of cardboard. anything coming up, Steve, in your week?
Well, I said to you, I'm going to the Lake District tomorrow.
Yeah, that's your thing, innit?
Yeah.
For a few days.
Yeah, I'm going to go run, then fish.
And sleep in your car.
Yeah. Perfect.
Nice.
But other than that...
Full hobo lifestyle.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Just on the side of the road, relaxing.
Do you put any curtains up in your car?
Yeah, yeah. Black out the windows.
Oh, good.
And then take me notebook drawing.
Yeah.
I can't stop drawing now.
In the dark?
No, I'll have a light. Oh. A little light.
Nice.
Just be scribbling down.
You're not listening to music or what?
No. I don't want any electronics.
No?
Nothing. I don't want to indulge in anything.
What about an acoustic guitar?
Could do. Oh, I could bring me banjo.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Just on the hill. Side of a hill.
That would creep people out, that.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah. If the shirtless man's been running in the hills all day, he climbs into the back of his chimney, gets a blanket around him, he's settling down for bed and pulls a banjo out.
Yeah, some questions are getting asked there.
That is, I think the police would be called.
What about you? What about your week?
What have I got? I don't think I've got anything exciting. I was in Leeds today.
Yeah, you're in Leeds. How?
The stupidest reason. I know I said my train was cancelled, but that was to avoid the embarrassment.
What?
I missed my train.
Oh, dear. And now you want to publicly announce
it. Yeah, I will. I thought I'll save it for the podcast. So, at Leeds, the train to Liverpool is at Platform 16.
Mm.
And there was a train stuck at Platform 16, basically. So, the train to Liverpool...
Wait, what do you mean stuck?
It just wasn't moving, basically. I don't know what
had gone on. Stationary.
Yeah, but it was stuck. So, the train to Liverpool got moved to platform 12. So, everyone's fucking panicking.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
As fucking weirdos do. Like, it's going to get off without everyone on it.
Yeah.
So, everyone's running. And I'm like, I'm not getting involved in this. So, I'm just strolling, normal pace.
I can picture you, like... I can picture everybody running past you as you're like at walking speed.
Yeah. You're imagining now, Carl's being too complacent here.
Yeah.
And the train's left without him. That didn't happen.
What?
I walked, everyone's run off, got on the train, and I was stood like a fucking lemon at the wrong platform.
Oh, dear. So it wasn't even you were too slow.
No, I was literally too stupid. And I'm stood there and I'm looking at me, I'm going, is this train still not here? And then I look at the platform, and I'm stood at platform 15.
Oh, dear.
And it's, like, weird. Like, the platforms are split at Leeds, so the platform 12 was behind me. Mm. And I could see I was on the right platform, just stood at the wrong bit.
Oh,
and
I see.
And as I turn around, see the train leaving.
And everybody's looking at you, all out of breath.
Laughing.
Laughing. Fucking hell, that's a nightmare.
Yeah, so I had to wait an hour for my train.
Oh,
and then,
dear.
As you know, I've got a flat tyre on my car.
Yeah, so what's going on there?
I've got this slow puncture on one of my tyres, and it's on the valve. And it's on a censored valve. So I can't go to a normal tyre place. I've got to go to Vauxhall and get a new censored valve. So it's a bore leak. And it's been like that for about a year. And I've done nothing about
it.
Just top it up every... And then... So that's always on my car's dashboard. So I just flip it up.
I see.
And then, yesterday, I look and there's two tyres on. And I'm like, what the fuck? And this tyre is dropping rapidly.
Yeah.
And I get out of my car, and I've got a completely flat tyre.
Fuck's sake. Wait, where's this as well?
Where was I?
Yeah.
I was at Screwfix, because I had to get some PPE.
That's not too bad.
Because I was in a factory today.
Yeah. Screwfix is not the... It's all right. Say if you're a woman.
Yeah.
There'll always be people walking past Screwfix, coming in and out, who could help you with a tyre fix.
Yeah, well, I just drove with the flat tyre, which I know you're not meant to do. went and drove and parked outside the house, and then I got up in the morning and I was like, I was meant to leave my car and not drive it,
yeah,
and then go and get the train, but I was at Lee Green train station, so I had to drive. So I drove to the garage by man,
yeah,
pumped it up to about 40 psi, that's all like, right, just yeah. for me, just yeah. to make do. Drove to Lee Green station, got on the train, went to Leeds, came back, and I was like, right, I need to sort out my tyre.
Yeah.
Because I'd missed my train, I was an hour behind.
An hour behind in the deflation process.
Exactly. So I looked, and I'm like, fuck, it's like 5:45.
Yeah.
Where's going to be open?
Yeah, where are you going to get your new tyre?
Yeah. So I'm like, straight on, Sutton Tyres closes at 6. Uh-oh. Bombing round there with my flat tyre.
Fuck. Wait, was it flat when you got in?
Yeah, it was flat. It was on 5 PSI.
Fucking, yeah, that's flat. Yeah,
it was flat. I get in. Oh, sorry, boys, are you still open? Just about. So the guy pulls up and he's like, oh, let's have a look. Oh, it's definitely flat. Have you driven on this? Yeah.
Past 2 days.
I was too embarrassed past to be year. Like 2 days. So I said, I've been in Leeds all day. Came back, the tyre was flat.
Yeah.
So he says, pull up and I'll sort it out. So he gets the tyre off and I've got the biggest fucking nail.
Oh, I see.
Right in the corner. So he can't even patch it up.
Yeah.
So it's right through the corner of the tyre.
Fucking
and he's
hell.
Like, I'll take it off and I'll see if we can patch it. But because it's on the corner, it's probably going to be a new tyre.
Yeah.
So he takes it off. He gets his mate over. It's going to be a new tyre, mate. Have we got? And he says the size of my tyre. And the guy goes, no, we haven't got any of them.
Oh,
and
dear.
I'm like, what the fuck? What happens? No, and I was thinking to myself, so eventually they went and looked and they had one.
Oh, fucking hell.
They had one of my tyres.
The last one.
The last one, literally. Here he was going, it's your lucky day, this, mate. But what happens? Does he just put that flat tyre back on my car?
And then you drive
send
back.
Send me away.
Yeah, what do you... I don't know. I suppose you'd have to leave it there.
Leave me car? That'd be a nightmare. I was at Sutton Tyres.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
All the lads that there were like drinking Stellas and that.
Were they?
Yeah, cans of Stella.
What, while working?
Yeah, well, obviously it was like home time for them and I've rolled up in a panic.
What the fuck?
In me fucking shirt and jumper.
Fix me tyre.
Yeah. Please, someone save me.
So, so you've had a nightmare, but you've got lucky as well.
Really lucky, yeah. So I got that sorted. I still got the other flat tyre, but...
You're just going to leave?
I'm just going to leave it, yeah. Keep pumping that one up.
Yeah.
But that was, how much would you say a part one? So that's a part one.
50 quid.
No, 35 quid.
35, that's all right.
That's
that.
A decent going, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. And it's a decent part one, as part ones go.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I've only seen that one.
No, yeah, that's not bad, that. I think really, unless you're like fucking, like buying the tyres I was buying for my Jimny.
Yeah.
You should really buy part one. Definitely, if you can get them like that. Yeah. It's well cheaper. It's like... Why spend all that much money?
100%, yeah. They're so much cheaper.
It's not like your tyre's just going to explode because you got a part one.
No.
It's like, it's fucking, if it's all right, it's all right, isn't it?
And they're not going to sell you, like all the treads.
An illegal one.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that was all sorted. Made up with that. And now I'm here. That's my day. I don't think I've got... Oh, I've got a wedding on Friday.
Oh, yes.
In Manchester.
What, like the full wedding?
No, just the evening.
Just the evening, yeah.
Yeah.
just the dancing.
Yeah, so I'll go there, have a couple of beers and get off.
That's not bad.
And then the weekend, nothing, I don't think.
Nothing. Should go somewhere?
Maybe.
Free weekend.
I might go back to the field, it's going to be roasting.
Play more cricket in spot?
Possibly, yeah.
That sounds
good. If there's no wind. I was saying to the lads, like, you can't, I don't think you can plan a game of cricket. I don't like, because you can't say, because it's so dependent on the weather.
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
Like, so dependent. Like, even if it's cloudy, you don't want to play.
Yeah, I know what you mean, actually.
You need pretty much no wind. Mm. You need clear blue sky, like, roasting hot. That's what you need. That's all you can have.
Like, I suppose, like, Pakistan and India.
Literally.
They play it.
Australia,
yeah. they've got all that.
South Africa.
Sorted.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like football, isn't it? You could play football in the rain.
Exactly.
Running around, sweating.
Yeah. So we were playing the other day, I ended up playing footy anyway.
Yeah.
So I think Saturday comes around, it's meant to go roasting. Actually, oh shit. It's just meant to be roasting like tomorrow to Friday and then rain on the weekend.
Oh dear. You're going to play cricket right as it finishes.
Exactly. It's going to get rained off. Absolutely devastated. But yeah, that's my little little catch up.
That's not bad.
What's happened to me? right, Steve.
Yeah.
Topic. This week's topic. I think we've gone back right in the comfort zone, snuggled up. Talk about some films.
We're in Grandma's cottage.
We're in Grandma's cottage.
The fire's on.
The fire's on.
There's a warm soup.
Mm. And we're going to talk about some sci-fi films.
Some sci-fi films, yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful. That is the topic. We came up with it pretty quickly, didn't we?
Yeah.
It was kind of, I just felt like, because we wanted something quick, didn't we? Because the turnover was quite quick after Charles.
Yeah.
And we were just like, and I think we said, did you say on the podcast, that when we do the film ones, it's just dead easy to do, isn't it?
Oh, I say, yeah. We fucking polish them all off.
I know, like, you've watched loads of films, and when we've done them with Charles before, he's watched loads of films. I've not watched anywhere near as many films.
No, I think you can.
I could hold my own.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm more of a, like, what would you call it? Like a commercial.
commercial watcher.
Yeah. Do you know, like, watch all like the pictures and stuff?
I don't know. I feel like you're more than that.
I've taken a lot of recommendations from you.
Yeah.
So I think that is swaying your decision slightly.
All right, fair enough.
What did I start with? I started watching something last night.
Oh, well, I just wonder what I fucking watched last night.
I've forgotten what I watched. So I fell asleep. I'm going to have to get my Netflix up on my phone to see what I was watching last night.
And you fell asleep halfway through it?
Yeah, I always fall asleep, Steve. You know me.
Yeah, you never watch. You don't know the ending of any
film. Sessions.
Two sessions.
If it's embarrassing, because it might be a bad one that I was actually
watching. Is it going to be another rom-com? by your face, looking at that.
What the fuck? I don't know what I was watching. I was watching Friends.
You don't want to say, don't you? Should we just move on?
No. I can't find it because it would have played the whole film, so it would be in my watched, won't it?
Recently viewed or whatever.
Yeah, not in my continue watching. Oh, I saw Airplanes on, you know, Airplane with Leslie.
How funny is that?
That is, might be the
funniest. Surely you can't be serious.
Yeah. I am serious. And not to stop. And don't call me Shirley.
That's ridiculous, that film, isn't it? It's like, it's just one after another of just like silliness non-stop.
A hospital? What is it? It's a large building with patients. That's not important right now. Oh my God. He's so, that's work. I remember watching that. I think my granddad gave me that. And that Naked Gun.
That, you know, the one of the funniest scenes in any film, I think, is on the Naked Gun, where he leaves his car with the handbrake off and it rolls back down the hill.
Oh my God.
And he's like, thinks someone stole it. Yeah. And he's trying to shoot at it. Did anybody get the license plate? Yeah, no. They're ridiculous, them.
I was watching Whiplash the other day, but I didn't finish that.
That's a good film.
It's on my list. How do I work Netflix on my phone? It's so irritating. My list.
Go through what you've saved, eh?
On my list.
Is there any interesting ones to tell?
Hustle, the new Adam Sandler film.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I watched Uncut Gems for the first time.
How good is his performance in that?
Yeah. That's very shouty. I was speaking to my sister's girlfriend about it. Very, very shouty.
Oh, like, full on?
Yeah.
Everybody's, like, screaming at each other.
Yeah. But, no, impressive.
His performance.
He's meant to be just as good in this one as well. So, Taxi Driver, Heat.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's a fucking good one.
Lion, Fight Club, Black Hawk Down.
Ridley Scott there.
What else is there?
The Alone is, like, you've got a good list. You've got some good viewings lined up.
Not too bad.
Have you never seen Fight Club?
Not for ages. Oh, Outbreak.
Is that what you watched?
That's what I watched last night.
What's Outbreak?
So that is Dustin Hoffman, Morgan Freeman.
The one about the COVID?
Yeah.
They say it's like exactly the same. Yeah,
it's about it's that fever, whatever.
Yeah.
Where their eyes explode.
What?
Yeah, that's what happens.
You get a fever.
It's like you get flu symptoms to start with, and then you start getting lesions all over your body.
You go and lie in bed.
And then your ears and your nose and your mouth start bleeding, and then your eyes explode. That's a real, and it's a real thing.
What, it's real?
Yeah, that's a genuine fever.
What the fuck?
So you're like, making me sound crazy.
So you've come. So say you get it, you come home from work, you're like, Mom, I'm having a nap. And like, she comes in later on, your tea's ready.
I don't think
so. Your eyes are just fucking plastered around the wall.
No. It's not that fasty, come on.
No, it's over a few days.
Let's be serious, people died.
Yeah, literally, people. So it's real?
No, it's not real.
Oh, well, you just said it was? real
thing? No, that thing's a real thing, but the film's not real. Oh, actually, shit, it's based on a non-fiction book.
What?
Oh, my God.
I do remember that when COVID was a big thing in lockdown, and people were saying, have you seen that film? It's spooky how similar it is and everything.
Yeah. It's not similar at all, this one.
Is it not?
It's more like, what's Contagion?
They say that as well, don't
That's
they?
That's the one, isn't it?
Yeah.
This isn't that similar. I don't know why I want to say glandular fever, but I know it's not. Because that's your glands. Something like that, anyway. But I fell asleep watching it, yeah. So I don't know how it ends.
No.
So when I fell asleep, it was the disease was at its height, killing people, and it broken out all over America. And I don't know whether anyone survives.
Yeah, is everybody dead?
Yeah,
is everybody alive?
That's it. I don't know. So if I should watch it, I mean, I'd rather someone just spoil it for me, to be honest.
Well, I can't.
I do really like Dustin Hoffman, though.
He's a good actor, isn't he?
Really good actor. Yeah.
Ever seen
Meet the Parents?
Ah, he's fucking funny in that.
What else is he? What's the one with Tom Cruise? Rain Man.
He's good in that.
He's good in that.
What's the one with Mrs. Robinson? The Graduate. That's really good.
I haven't seen that.
Have you ever seen Midnight Cowboy?
No.
Now that. Put that on your list. That's fucking class.
That's a goal.
It's like... I've
got that. Did Charles tell us about the Letterboxd app?
Oh, yeah. Wait, you have all the films on
I
it,
started
yeah?
That, so I've got a list of films to watch.
To be honest, though, I think your Netflix ones there are really good.
Yeah. Well, they're ones that I've seen and then they've come back up on Netflix.
Oh, I get it.
And I've been like, oh, I haven't seen that for ages. Do you know when it's just not available to you?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, Taxi Driver I've seen and Heat I've seen.
Yeah.
But they've just not been available to me for 10 years.
Yeah, I get
you. If you get me. So, on my actual to-watch list, I've got Meet Joe Black, Snowtown and The Deer Hunter.
Wow. The Deer Hunter. I feel like I cried watching that, you know?
Yeah.
I have like a vague memory of like tearing up. And it's not really that sad. I think it's just like that good.
So I've never seen The Deer Hunter.
Oh, you know the scene, do you, where the...
No, I don't know anything.
Don't know any...
Don't know anything about
it. I won't ruin anything.
What was that? What's that film that you said then, Dustin Hoffman?
Midnight Cowboy. It's very like, nothing happens in it, but it's very... It's like this guy's basically a cowboy.
Mm-hmm. 1969,
yeah. And he goes to, is it, I can't remember where he goes. Is it New York? I think he goes to New York. And he's like dressed as a cowboy.
Yeah.
Basically, if you're a cowboy in a city, you're basically a pimp, aren't you?
Is that John Voight?
Yeah, yeah, he's the cowboy guy. And he meets Dustin Hoffman, who is like an absolute tramp, and Dustin Hoffman plays it so, you know, because he's a method actor, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
He plays it so good, and they team up. He's like a tramp, and this new guy in the city who's dressed as a cowboy, and he starts becoming a male prostitute because he's a cowboy. You know, like he's kind of like walked into the, you know, like
just accidentally,
yeah.
Come about.
and Dustin Hoffman's like, he's like pimp or whatever.
His pimp as a homeless person.
And it's like them just trying to struggle through like the year that they live together and the winter and the dead poor. And it's like,
yeah.
Oh, it's great though. There's something about it. Like, you know, one of them films where nothing happens, but
it's almost like quite enlightening.
Just, yeah. Yeah. It's a good film. Nice. But Dustin Hoffman's really good in that.
Yeah. Should we kick it off, Steve?
Yeah.
So sci-fi. What are sci-fi films?
I tried to have a look, yeah.
See, I was trying to work this
science
out.
Fiction.
Yeah,
what
science
fiction.
What
does that even mean?
So I got science fiction based depictions of... fictional science based depictions of phenomena that are not fully accepted by mainstream science.
What?
So there's your definition of a sci-fi film.
What?
But what is like... Is zombies sci-fi?
Yeah, see, that's what I was trying to think about.
Or like Jurassic Park... Are they sci-fi?
I think that's sci-fi. No, I don't know.
Because technically,
it is science, isn't it?
You think, yeah, exactly. You it's think sci-fi, means... and you think aliens, or yeah. You think robots. You think the future, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's like sci-fi because that's the science bringing dinosaurs back to.
It's all sci-fi. It's not like magic,
no,
or anything like. It's science based, isn't it?
It's literally science fiction.
I think we'll class that as science fiction.
Yeah.
I don't know, but what did you say? What was the other one?
Zombies.
See, I feel like that falls into like magic, doesn't it? Unless it's medicine.
Like DayZ.
What's DayZ? Which one? I mean, what was the The one behind that?
Is it was that an outbreak?
Is it, yeah. See, because the...
I don't know, is an outbreak... Is that science? Like a virus? It's science, isn't it?
So, yeah, it is, yeah. And there's people, like, finding a cure for it and shit.
Yeah.
That's science.
Yeah.
But then you've got the other side where it's like, I don't know, Night of the Living Dead.
Like the horror ones.
Yeah, like George Romero ones.
Yeah.
It's more just like, it's some of it's magic, isn't
There's
it?
There's no science behind it, is no. it? You just come from nowhere.
Fucking devil's work.
Exactly, yeah. That's like
voodoo.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. Yeah, it's almost like that's like the fictional, like a horror bit. Like a werewolf isn't science fiction, is it?
No. Unless maybe a scientist created it.
Oh.
Like Frankenstein? That's science fiction.
Is it?
Because this Victor Frankenstein
yeah.
creates the monster using all these fucking mad science.
That is
There's no like magic in it.
Yeah. Fuck. I think all...
What
all
we opened it?
All films are sci-fi films. That's what we've opened.
Yeah. See, that was when I was trying to write my list. I was coming across... I was thinking of like... There's a lot of horror films, I think, that kind of...
Like crossover a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, like, I was thinking literally of zombie films. And thinking, that could fall into sci-fi in a way, couldn't it?
Yeah. See, I've got like... I haven't put... let me just double check. No, I haven't got any... Mine are all strictly like robots, aliens.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's mine, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not... Like Apollo 13 isn't science fiction.
No, you wouldn't class that.
Well, like, yeah, it's not, is it?
That's like mainstream science, isn't it?
What's the one with, is it Gravity, where they go to a different planet? Where they land on different planets? Or is
Oh, no, that's Interstellar, isn't it?
Interstellar, yeah, yeah. Is that science? That's science fiction.
I think that's definitely, he's going through like wormholes there.
Yeah, that is science fiction.
He's travelling through time.
Yeah, literally science fiction.
Do you know in that film, Matt Damon's in that, isn't he?
Yeah,
do you remember what the fuck's all that about? He just...
The Matt Damon bit.
Yeah, he just turned, they're like on a different planet. And Matt Damon's like fucking comes over the horizon and starts killing him, doesn't he? That's like what my memory of it.
I need to watch that again. That's another one.
Very long film, isn't it?
We've been through this, haven't we? About where I've got this, I get these gaps. Mm. Like I've got a hard drive of films. And like my sister asked me what my favourite film is the other day.
Yeah.
And I've always got like, we know Harry when Harry Met Sally's like,
oh, it's we my all comfort know that. One. Yeah.
It's my go to favourite film. But I've got a like major recency bias for films. So I watched Whiplash the other day.
Yeah.
And would never put that in anywhere near me top 10, probably.
Really?
It's a really good film.
No, oh, yeah, I wouldn't put it in top 10, yeah. Well. Oh, I know what you mean, yeah.
But right now, I was said to my sister, like, oh, well, Whiplash was really good the other day. It's because I've got this hard drive where I can only take, I've only got so much space in it.
Yeah.
And stuff starts getting wiped.
Cleaned it.
Yeah. So, like, when we were talking about, last time we were speaking about the Terminator films, and I definitely haven't seen them all.
Yeah.
But I've seen the Terminator films.
Yeah.
But I don't fucking know what happened.
Yeah, I get you.
I need to watch them again because they've been wiped by
some
watching
new films.
Too many fucking Jurassic Worlds and shite films like that.
No, I know what you mean. I feel like I'm kind of similar in a way, but I don't think they get wiped. I think they get merged.
Yeah.
Like, especially with TV programmes. Even like these episodes, podcast episodes.
Yeah,
I couldn't really pick out a single point mainly unless it comes to me like, oh, it's that.
Yeah.
Feels like just a blur. It's all just like a blur.
All just one big episode. Every film you ever watched, all just one big film.
Yeah, it's one massive film.
Yeah. See, that's what I need to respect, like the great, like Blade Runner. I haven't watched that for ages.
Yeah.
And it needs respect. I should be able to watch it again and talk about it. But then you're the other way because you were saying,
yeah, you don't want to watch them.
Yeah, you were
you
saying
don't want to watch
it once. Yeah. What? I don't know. You were going, I don't need to watch it again.
No, no.
Seen it.
Watch it once. And then just forget about it. Let it go.
Yeah.
And then by the time you watch it again, it could be like 20 years. Mm. You're completely watching it again for the first
Almost
time.
First time.
Taking it all in again.
Yeah. I do like watching things a second time, like soon after. Like,
is that because you don't finish?
Well,
you don't finish the end.
That as well. But no, because I think I've really noticed this maybe more recently as I've matured. How much more I notice in films when I watch it a second time.
Oh, I see. You pick up on different stuff. Not see different things.
Week, 2 weeks later, maybe watch it again. But, I notice a lot more.
But that'd be interesting, like, watching, like, Tarantino. Or, you know, like, directors who have, like, a lot going on in the films.
Yeah.
And you rewatch
What's it called? Reading Between the Lines.
Is that it?
What's it called? That, like, intonation or...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's it called?
Connotation.
Is it?
No.
Fuck knows. I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, what's a connotation? Like a meaning? The hidden meanings?
Connotations, an idea or feeling which a word invokes or person in addiction to it. In addition, oh fuck. Reading.
Between the lines. Well, what do you say? Intonation?
I'm sure it was that. This is going back to GCSE English, yeah, like, but.
You're going back to your phonics.
Yeah, phonics.
What have you Googled there? Intonation?
I've just Googled reading between the lines.
Oh.
I probably should have Googled intonation, didn't I?
I don't think much will come up with reading between the
intonation. Intonation is primarily a matter of very... Oh, fuck, that's like not having a monotone voice. That's like changing the pitch of your
voice. Your voice.
That's nothing to do with what I'm trying...
I know what you mean, though.
It's got a name, and I can't Google it right now because it'd be too much dead air on the podcast.
Yeah, whoever's listening and knows...
Yeah, someone listening definitely knows what that is. When you're getting the information between lines, and the great directors, like we were saying about Tarantino, definitely does it all the time in his films.
And even with that, I don't even think it's like important information.
No.
I think it's just like... It's just stuff happening that you just get.
Yeah, just catching little things that he's doing just to almost... He's almost doing it for the person who's watching it for the second or third time.
Yeah, I get you. There's no way you could pick it on first time.
Because I'm sure there'll be films that you've seen loads of times. Like, I've just recently watched all the Star Wars films again.
Oh, yes.
And I haven't seen them for a while, but I was picking up like
what?
I just think... I watched them in chronological order.
Yeah.
So I watched the prequel first.
What's the first one? New Hope?
No, I watched...
Oh, Phantom Menace.
Phantom Menace.
Yeah, I get. Oh, yeah.
Attack of the Clones.
Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith.
That is so good. How dark is that? Yeah,
well.
It's so good, that one. I get goosebumps, I think, when I think back to that episode.
I think when, because I've seen them all, obviously, and you know what happens. You can see the anger and the frustration in Anakin Skywalker.
His transformation.
Yeah, you can see it in Attack of the Clones.
He's like, you're already turning.
Yeah.
When does he kill the Tusken Raiders? Is that in Attack of the Clones?
Yeah.
Where they kill his mum.
Yeah.
Is that that's like the main bit, isn't it?
That's like
you're like, oh, something's going on here with Anakin. Yeah.
Do you know why he was cast in that film? Because that was like his first major role.
Yeah.
And I was looking into this. He used to play like teenagers who were suffering with like mental health. That was like his role.
His typecast.
Yeah, literally. That's what his thing was. He was like, he played like suffering teenagers.
What?
And so George Lucas was like, we need someone who can
you can pull that off.
Suffering, yeah.
What the frick? You know, like, a lot of people like said he did a bad performance, don't they?
He gets so much hate from Star Wars.
I don't think he did that bad.
No.
I don't think nowhere near as bad as what people say.
I think, I don't know, some of it's bad. But I
think that's just George Lucas.
Yeah, I think Star Wars is filmed like that.
Yeah,
you can tell even by Ewan McGregor, and everyone fucking loves him.
Yeah.
Some of his stuff's like really, like, the delivery of his lines in some of those films is like really bad. Really bad. But no, that, like, seeing, watching that again as an adult, as knowing what happens in the film, you can see I'm trying to say. Like, I'm seeing emotion.
Yeah. What about the politics? Because there's a lot of politics in Star Wars, isn't there?
Yeah, you see that as well.
The separatists.
Yeah, you don't get
the Trade Federation.
Exactly.
All that shit. You don't pick up on that when you're a kid.
You don't.
They're the bad guys.
You're only bothered about the lightsabers. Sith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, isn't there?
Yeah, there is a lot going on.
Would you say that's up there?
Star Wars. It's on my list, yeah.
Yeah.
I just, and I think it is a bit of bias of, like, being, like, it was my childhood, basically.
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
But... The films are class.
They are good. Yeah.
Even watching like...
I don't like the new ones though.
Oh no, fuck them. I wouldn't even bother watching them.
No, have you watched them though?
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched, what's the one after... The first six, isn't it? And then the seventh one. Rogue One.
No, the first one with like John Boyega in and Daisy Ridley.
Yeah. Oh, Force Awakens.
Force Awakens.
I watched the first one of that. That was shit.
Yeah.
Couldn't be arsed. Just
the acting's bad. I think they do it on purpose. Do you know, like, Ewan McGregor got the role as Obi-Wan Kenobi for doing the Alec Guinness?
Yeah.
For doing, like, he basically does an impression of him.
Yeah, and he gets it.
Yeah. It's almost like they filmed those new films
based on that.
Based on George Lucas films.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the acting's like the delivery of the lines is almost cringy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not into them.
No.
I'm not. So there's like that. There's Rogue One. Actually,
Rogue One felt a bit gritty.
Yeah.
That felt gritty, but the other ones.
It's just away from the story, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The Last Jedi, and then there's another one, isn't there? I haven't seen that very last one.
Polished. When polished Disney shite.
Yeah, Mark Hamill comes back.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I liked Mandalorian.
Oh, the programme?
Yeah.
Is that supposed to be violent? What's the one where it's like quite violent? Or is it the Boba Fett one?
No, I didn't really like Boba Fett one.
No?
No. I thought that was very Disney.
Yeah.
Very like tailored to kids.
Mm.
And Kenobi's alright as well. But I think I just like that because of... It's like a big Star Wars guy. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas if I was watching it as a neutral who hadn't watched any of those other films, it'd be shit.
It'd be wank.
Yeah. Yeah, it would. Where would you rank Star Wars? Just the six original ones?
I think they're good, but I wouldn't rank them that high compared to... Revenge of the Sith would be the highest out of them all.
For emotion?
I think, it was quite raw, quite dark.
Really good. Was I telling you about Steven Spielberg?
No.
So apparently George Lucas was like really busy doing whatever, and Steven Spielberg directed that, choreographed and directed that
fight scene. What?
Apparently.
What the hell?
I don't know where I've heard this.
Yeah.
That could be a... Could have been from anywhere.
Well, they're very close, aren't they? Lucas and Spielberg.
And you can see, like that.
Okay, what? You can
just tell.
See, that'll be something that I'll pick up on now if I rewatch it.
Yeah, like genuinely, because I'd heard that somewhere, wherever I've heard it, probably on TikTok, something like that. I think it was on that podcast I was telling you about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a film podcast called Pulp Kitchen.
Yeah.
I think they were talking about it. And so then I've rewatched the Star Wars films, and I can see it. Like,
you notice?
I can see like the lines that are in that fight scene.
I have the high ground.
Yeah,
it's over and again. Oh, it's fucking good, that scene.
Yeah,
Mustafar, is that the place they're fighting at?
I think so. Yeah,
the lava place, Mustafar.
That's just like, and then I don't know whether Spielberg did the Darth Vader scream.
Oh yeah.
But that's a pretty powerful bit as well.
Yeah,
I remember being terrified of that when I watched that film shaking. For the first time as a kid. Because that's like 2005, that's the...
That was like, we were in our prime of our childhood there.
Yeah, yeah. Kids. I remember watching that and being terrified.
Fucking hitting you.
Yeah. But then, so I was watching that thinking, I knew I was scared of Darth Vader. And then I watched like... And that's just like a tiny... You literally get him for the end of the film. Yeah,
he's
not... Minutes.
He's not there, isn't he?
And then I remember watching... I know it's a different time and a different actor and everything. But then when you watch the original three, Darth Vader's just like... He doesn't have that same...
No, I think... I don't think they were... Them old ones weren't as powerful.
No.
As that Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, you don't get that power from him. No. I don't know. I think
it's just the time.
Yeah.
And it wasn't very... They weren't pushing it to be dark, wasn't they?
Do you know what he does? Do you know the way... Like, have you seen Kenobi?
No.
Well, there's a bit when Darth Vader comes and it's very much like he's marching about. He looks massive and all you can hear is him breathing.
Yeah.
Like he's evil. Whereas in those films, he just talks.
Yeah,
There's not much of that, like...
His presence isn't
There's not much
powerful.
Presence, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very much like it's just a man in a mask.
Fair enough, yeah.
Literally. Yeah, well, that's my Star Wars rant.
Yeah.
Over. You take us in, Steve, because I know you're big into your... Well, we know... Well, I know definitely that...
Well, yeah, I think... What I realised was, like, all my favourite films, my top five, probably, I think four of them, like, Apocalypse Now isn't. But then I've got Blade Runner, Alien, The Thing.
Yeah.
Who else is there? Don't know, it's too hard to pick actually a top five.
Yeah, you couldn't get a top five.
No,
but you got to look, all those films. What, like, when were they all made? That's your era, isn't it?
Yeah, 79 to like 85. Yeah.
Whereas my era is like 89 to 2003.
Yeah, yeah. I think we cover a good
yeah
a good.
But
span,
we said
don't
that,
we?
Didn't we, before the podcast? Like, I'll be able to talk about.
You get some of the modern
District 9 and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fucking good film.
Yeah, how good is his acting in that?
Yeah.
That's
he's class, that guy.
That's underrated, that acting, I think.
Yeah. It's on my list, District 9.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go on, sorry. I've cut you off.
What was I saying?
About your favourite films being sci-fi films.
Yeah, I feel like RoboCop. I know it's so cheesy, but that's such a good film. That's RoboCop. Fucking class. I think about and that's that's sci-fi, isn't it?
Yeah, literally. I don't think I've ever seen RoboCop.
Oh, it's fucking good.
Is it actually good though?
It's like.
Or would it annoy me?
I think you'd like it.
Yeah.
I think you would. I think you have to admit that it's like 1987 or 88 or something. If you're watching it, I think you gotta watch it as an 80s film.
Okay.
But there's something about it. It's so gory and like over the top.
Is it?
People are just getting like shot with shotguns. And fucking heads are exploding. They've got one of the. In the film, it's like one of the most silliest scenes ever. It's not even gory. It's like a guy's in a truck and he's trying to run over the RoboCop, the guy, and he shoots him. The RoboCop shoots him and he crashes into this tanker of like fucking, I don't know what, toxic slime or something. And he just starts burning up. He just turns into like a mash. But the way they film it's like just, oh, what the fuck?
Well, so is the premise of that the film like, The police have got a robot.
Oh, the premise is like it's a sad film when you read between the lines.
Yeah.
No, it's like it starts off where the main guy becomes the RoboCop because he gets shot down in a shootout, and they salvage him, his body, and there's this company. Oh, what's the company called? Oh, I always laugh because it's like because all these 80 films have like a company fucking running the stuff. But there's like this company turn him into a RoboCop.
Like Astro Corp or something.
Yeah, literally like that.
Like that.
Weyland Yutani. All that stuff. And like they turn him into the RoboCop. And he's like supposed to be programmed as this like robot, but he's getting like there's a bit of him seeping back in. You know, like of his old self.
Yeah.
And he's got a family and he's like wants to see his family and stuff like
but
that.
He's a robot.
But he's fucking tuned in to just like kill the thugs in the city. There's like there's that element which is what you read between the lines, like his struggle. It's a bit like Frankenstein actually.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably
based loosely on that.
Yeah.
You know, he all he wants to do is just go back to his family.
Mm.
But he can't. And they think he's dead. They don't know that
they don't know he's RoboCop.
No, he's like come back under the guise of like some fucking trial, some police trial thing. But then the other side of this story is like the typical fucking terrorist who's trying to, I can't even remember it, it's that cliche.
Take over the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like
anyone's ever tried to take over the city.
Yeah, like that's ever been a problem.
Yeah. No, I've not seen it. They did a new one as well, didn't they?
Yeah. I feel like that's just, have you seen it?
No.
I feel like it's just a very try hard that.
They all are.
I watched a bit of it.
Bad.
It was just didn't have the edge. Like that RoboCop, the original is very unique and it's got its own vibe. Even though it's 80s, it's got like the vibe of RoboCop.
Yeah.
Whereas that the new one, it's just like
could be a Marvel film.
Yeah. Could be just like fucking Hugh Jackman film.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
They've done all this for like the 16-year-olds now, haven't they?
Yeah.
Like release these,
remade them up.
Yeah,
just make a new one.
Yeah, just they should be playing old films in cinemas.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't understand why they don't.
I know loads of people will go down to it.
Yeah, 100%. Like if you could look, like there's a drive-in cinema in Birkenhead.
Yeah,
and you can look, and they just play all classics.
Oh, that's what you want.
Like imagine if you could go and like obviously all the brand new films that are coming out would be on the pictures, but you could pay for a ticket to go and watch. Whatever you want, Terminator, go and watch.
The Lost Boys.
Lost Boys, yeah.
Imagine going watching that in the cinema.
Exactly. And it'd take you right back, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So like when our parents went to the cinema and watched it.
There's a plan there.
That is a plan. And do you know, like, even stuff like the showcase on the East Lancs?
Yeah.
That's like this big, giant, old... I'm like, why aren't they just showing...
Does that get packed there?
I don't know. I think it's pretty good. I think it's pretty cheap, to be fair.
Yeah.
Then that's
quite easy to get to, isn't it? Just down the Lancs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you should fucking play the classics.
I know.
Get like The Godfather on in there.
Do you know what? They probably do. And we're here moaning about it. We just never looked.
Monday nights.
Yeah.
It's always on.
That could be like a A classics night? Retro night?
Did you do like a genres night?
Yeah.
Like a sci-fi
why
night?
Why horror aren't night? Like that?
If I had cinema, I'd do every one of these that you've just mentioned.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. Genre night.
Like I wouldn't even put much thought into it.
No.
I'd just fucking do it.
Yes.
It's like when you own like a pub or something, I'd just have live music on.
Yeah.
You know,
you'd
some,
have your nights.
There's some places that just have nothing on.
Yeah. Don't plan anything. You'd have live music, you'd have quizzes.
Quiz night.
Yeah.
You have a fucking jam night or whatever, open mic night.
Karaoke, yeah.
Karaoke night. Definitely got a karaoke. You just fucking
bingo
do
night.
It. Bingo night.
Yeah. I don't, yeah. They've run them wrong, Steve. We need to open a cinema.
Yeah.
We have a pub attached to it. Right. What? So what have you got on your list?
For my favourites?
Yeah. Give me some.
Because I've got a few lists here. I've got like robot films.
Yeah.
And there's fucking loads of robot when you think about
robot because I've got a couple of robot films.
Well, I thought the top of my robot films is AI.
Yeah, I've got.
How good is that? That's Spielberg as well, isn't it?
Yeah,
even though I don't like Spielberg, it's fucking good. How good's the engine?
You don't like Spielberg?
No. Well, you know, it's a funny story, actually. I watched Gremlins last night. It was either Gremlins or Pet Sematary.
Yeah.
The original Pet Sematary. And I was like, I'd watch
Pet Sematary Stephen King.
Yeah, yeah. And I was going to watch that on my own, but then my brother and my dad said they'd watch a film.
Yeah.
And they pushed for Gremlins. So I said, oh, go on, we'll just watch it together, watch Gremlins.
Yeah.
But then I realised Spielberg executive produced it.
Yeah.
And it came up, and I was like, if I knew that, I wouldn't have fucking put it on, first of all. I would have fucking just go away and put it out. But then it was funny watching that because, like, it's so shit, Gremlins.
Yeah.
For the first half of the film.
Yeah, yeah. Until the gremlins
turn evil.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody dies. Yeah. And the whole fucking town is just torn apart. And people, there's like a death toll of innocent people. But it's like you could tell Spielberg did the beginning bit.
Yeah.
And did it like nice and family, the fucking, you know, like the typical Spielberg.
Typical Spielberg.
And then it just switches and he's like, right, you can take control now, whoever the director is.
I'm busy now, I'm going to go and do something else. Yeah.
But yeah, that was my funny thing about Spielberg.
So where's the Spielberg hate come from? It's just overrated.
I just think they're so cheesy.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones, Back to the Future, they're just...
You were saying Back to the Future is one of your favourite films? On the last film podcast?
No way.
Oh, did you say it's overrated?
Overrated.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they're raw or gritty. They have no grit in it.
Yeah.
They're just you can tell they're filmed in studios.
Yeah.
Even the scenery and everything, it's like they've not even tried to make it unique, or it's just in a fucking studio in LA somewhere.
Yeah, all very corporate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, just get loads of money, just churn these films out.
Yeah, just do it. And it's like Spielberg as well is the biggest one. He always has product placement.
Yeah.
In every scene, big scenes, there's like a can of Coke right in the centre or like fucking something, you know, like a McDonald's or something.
Yeah.
Always. Like,
he's just your corporate director. Isn't
yeah.
You need them.
Feed the masses.
Yeah. Just to fill out the cinemas.
But AI.
Yeah.
That's amazing. How was the ending of that?
Oh.
That's a tearjerker.
I think that's, well, because you were saying about Spielberg and the grit.
Yeah.
I feel like it's pretty dark.
It is, AI. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
emotional. Now's the time for grit as well.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Push all these films back out, get them in your cinemas.
Yeah.
Cineworld, Odeon.
Get AI. Well, my other robot film, which nobody's ever seen, is, and it's so good, and it's probably his best performance.
Yeah.
Bicentennial Man, with Robin Williams.
No, I've not seen it.
It's amazing. It's an epic. Yeah. Like, literally an epic. And I think it's his best performance. He's basically like,
I'm going to Google it while you're talking.
He's like a robot who's a servant for like a rich family. And he's like, the rich family, kind of treat him like shit.
Fuck, I've seen this.
It's so, and it, but it goes through like the years and it goes through the generations of the family.
Yeah.
Of like, you know who he's serving. But over time, so he starts out with this robot servant. But over time, he starts picking up
Sam Neill as well.
Yeah, Sam Neill's the dad in it.
Yeah.
But over time, he picks up human emotion and everything.
Yeah.
And he basically like kind of becomes human, you know, like with his feeling.
Yeah.
But they're still treating him like shit. And it just follows like his just throughout the years.
Yeah. I've seen this like ages and ages ago.
Oh, it's ridiculously good.
But yeah, I remember that Robin Williams robot face.
Yeah, I think it's his best film. I'm so surprised like nobody ever talks about it. It never gets mentioned anywhere.
You did call it an epic.
It literally. How long is it? It's like 3 hours long or something. It's a long, I think. Just goes through like you know, like all the different like adventures with the family and stuff.
Yeah,
the different like relationships with different family members and stuff like that.
132 minutes.
Oh, it's only 2 hours, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bit shorter than what I remembered, but...
Yeah. Oh, 2 hours, 12 minutes, that's like...
What's its IMDb?
That's approaching. 6.9 out of 10.
God, why is it so low?
Yeah, Rotten Tomatoes, 36%.
What?
But Amazon rate it 4.7 out of 5.
4.7? What? That's a...
You're pretty angry at that, aren't you?
Steve? I am. I'm already angry just like the fact that nobody ever mentions it.
Yeah, I have seen it.
Yeah.
I definitely have seen it, but I don't remember anything about it apart from that face.
Yeah.
So listeners, if you think you've seen it, you'll definitely know if you Google Bicentennial Man.
Yeah, you'll know the face.
Yeah.
He looks a bit like RoboCop, doesn't he? A bit of a RoboCop vibe.
Yeah.
And Robin Williams RoboCop.
It looks very... It just looks so much like Robin Williams. Yeah. The robot. So that's your... Is that...
That's probably my top two robots.
Yeah.
But then there's loads... There's...
Mention some more.
Ex Machina.
Got that, yeah.
How good is that? That's really tense, that. You don't... You like... You think at any moment he's going to die, don't you?
Yeah, that's given emotion, though.
Yeah. iRobot.
iRobot, got that.
I'm not the biggest fan of Will Smith. In fact, I don't like him.
Yeah.
But that film is a good watch, I think.
Yeah, I like iRobot.
Yeah.
And I think seeing clips of it now, like, it reminds me, like, yeah, that's fucking...
Yeah.
Top tier Will Smith. Like, I Am Legend Will Smith.
You actually like that, actually.
Is that sci-fi?
I think, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, how did it come about? Oh, it was like cancer, wasn't it?
I was going to ask you, is Gremlins sci-fi?
See, no, I think that's like fantasy.
Yeah.
Because they're like... Don't know.
Like fancy creatures, one's made. They're not from a lab or anything.
No.
I think I Am Legend's a lab, isn't it?
Yeah, so it could be science, isn't it?
Yeah, potentially.
There we go.
Maybe we'll leave that to the professionals.
Have you seen Westworld?
Westworld? Possibly.
Where they remade like a TV program of it.
I think I've seen bits of the TV.
That was a bit naff. I watched like the first episode. Like I have watched of every program ever. Yeah. I've watched the first episode.
Oh, Westworld, that's far too old for me,
That's really good, though. It's like you go to this, it's like a theme park where you live out your fantasy. So each theme park's like a different thing.
Yeah.
There's like a medieval theme park, and there's one Westworld, which is like you live out your Western. You can like go in as like
A cowboy.
Yeah, bandito, or you can go in as like a bounty hunter or whatever and live out. But everybody else is robots.
Oh.
And you just live out your dream. You know, like people, you go with your mates for a weekend and live out.
Yeah.
But then the premise of the film is like, the robots turn evil while like these two guys are in there living their like the
Western.
Cowboy Western, and they like have to fucking fight all the robots and get out. Yeah,
that's class.
But that's good done.
Yeah.
Shopping mall?
No.
Oh no, chopping mall. I mean,
chopping mall.
That's just a ridiculous one. I thought
it's just a silly.
Yeah, that's actually Google that. Actually, that's the word. If you're listening. Google chopping mall.
I think chopping.
It's 1980s something. It's just like, why the fuck would you come up? You got you
86.
You read the premise of that, Carl.
Just a short one.
Yeah.
8 teenagers get trapped in a shopping mall after hours, and 3 murderous security robots chase them.
Does it show any pictures of the robots?
I'm about to.
They're like fucking dustbins. It's the silliest thing ever.
Though
they're like fucking weird R2-D2 things, aren't they?
Yeah, literally, they are droids.
But that's like a slasher. I just thought I'd mention that because it's just so ridiculous.
And you are a big fan of 80s slashers.
Oh, I love 80s slashers.
Yeah,
I could do a full episode on slashers.
Yeah, you could give me a full list of slashers.
Oh yeah, all 80s.
Yeah, it's got to be 80s. You can't go any.
No.
You can't piss about with anything after the 80s. When it comes to a slasher.
Have you got any robot films?
My robot ones are iRobot and iRobot, Ex Machina and AI. Artificial Intelligence.
Yeah. They're a good three of them.
Yeah.
A good trio.
Classics. And I don't know. I think we've obviously you mentioned them as well.
There's like Blade Runner and all that, isn't there?
Yeah.
Don't know if you class them as a robot film.
Well, there's loads of films with robots in.
Yeah. Star Wars.
Star Wars, literally, is robot.
Have you ever seen The Day the Earth Stood Still?
No.
It's the Keanu Reeves one. He did like the remake of that. It's like an alien that comes down to Earth and warns him to like stop fighting and stuff like that. And this massive robot comes out and starts killing everybody because like humans are like not. Because humans are basically killing everybody.
Yeah.
They get punished.
So an alien comes that. No, what the fuck?
And it's like, that's like 1960, that.
The original one.
The original, yeah. It's like, it's a weird one.
How are they making all these, having all these ideas in the
60s? There's some really weird, in the 60s, like, if you look, they're not, like, they weren't big, so they never get mentioned, but some really weird, like, I wouldn't even say the sci-fi, but like, just fucking weird films. If you look on like, go on Google 60s films and then go to like C films, not even like B movies, like C movies.
Yeah,
and you're gonna come across like really weird,
just like awful premises.
Yeah, like they're just fucking they're basically on LSD and they're just listening to like fucking the Beatles tripping out in India.
Why were they trying to make just so many crazy things?
I don't know.
They were just.
I think they were just doing it for the sake. Maybe because it's like the boom of like the culture, and they just let's just churn them out.
Because there's no 50s stuff, is there?
Not really. No. And even the 70s, it like
calms down.
I think it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then the 80s again, you get a bit of a.
All comes back in the 80s. 80s weirdness. Are like some of my favourite films.
Oh 80s. Yeah.
Late 80s though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then. I kind of like 90s, but I think you've got to find the right films. Mm. I feel like the 90s, they were just pushing everything out. I think if you looked at, like, by decade, what decades released the most films?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the 90s. The 90s. Like...
Yeah, they kind of lost... Oh, but if you look at, like, now...
Oh,
if you look at the decades now...
I'm not even talking about now.
Doesn't even... No. What is it? Like, about three films, probably.
Yeah.
That are worth mentioning.
Yeah.
In the top echelons.
From, like, this year. So we're, what, 6 months into the year?
Mm.
I don't know
one.
I don't think I've been to the cinema this year.
No. What's been released this year?
The new Top Gun.
Mm. Oh, you're a Top Gun fan, aren't you?
I am a Top Gun fan, but I like Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Cocktail.
Yeah.
Cocktails.
Cocktail.
That's a good film,
yeah.
Isn't it?
What did I watch? Jerry Maguire. Yeah. Do you know Cooper Gooding Jr. won an Oscar for that?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, for best supporting actor.
No, he did. Well, there was an so that film had an Oscar winner in it.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Cooper Gooding Jr.
What year was that?
He's not that good.
I know. Yeah, I was thinking he's not even like.
I don't know what year it was. Maybe like 2000. No, he's way younger. He's young in that.
90s, mid 90s.
Yeah. Do you know he was like 19 in Top Gun.
Was he? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like his first role.
Val Kilmer.
Yeah. Have you seen the stuff about that? About Top Gun being a whole thing about being gay?
No.
Oh, Steve.
Well, it kind of is a bit gay anyway, isn't it?
It's
if
like
you think back to it.
Iceman and his group are like the gay guys.
Yeah.
And then Maverick's like swaying between them. And like the girl's trying to, I can't remember what her name is, but she's trying to like pull him away from it. And then he only starts paying her attention when he sees her dressed in like all her army uniform with a cap on and stuff.
Oh, I see.
And then it was like when when he find at the end of the film and he find like Val Kilmer fucking Iceman finally gets and like respects him kind of.
Yeah.
And he says, you can be my wingman any day. I'll find that because there's a video that breaks it down. I'll find it and send it to you.
They do kind of have like a bit of a gay vibe, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
All these guys fucking high-fiving each other and fucking...
Playing beach volleyball with tight jeans.
Yeah.
Jeans on. Playing beach volleyball. Awful idea. Yeah. I don't know why we got onto Top Gun.
No, I don't
know. Came out of nowhere. I don't know if Tom Cruise ever been in a sci-fi film.
So you've got robots there.
Robots.
What, can you think of any others? No, there's Terminator.
Oh, yeah.
But that doesn't really need to get mentioned, doesn't it?
No.
That's a powerful...
A powerful series of films.
I think the good use of robots in the Alien series.
Yeah.
With whatever, I can't remember his name.
The guys with the milk in them.
Yeah, and then David in Prometheus and Covenant.
Ooh, he's good. Is that Michael Fassbender?
Yeah. How good is that character and the acting for it?
He's so good. Yeah, I genuinely love the use of robots in Alien.
Yeah.
So I know the names of them as well, but
I remember David is the guy of Covenant.
Yeah.
Because he's named after Michelangelo's David.
Yeah.
The perfect human.
I'm picturing the other guys from the Alien and Aliens.
Yeah, I fucking can't remember.
I can't remember who they are.
No.
So, that leads us on quite nicely, Steve, to films about aliens.
Aliens? I've got loads here. Yeah. There's so many, isn't there?
Obviously, Ridley Scott.
Yeah.
Alien.
It's weird though, Ridley Scott, you got Alien and Blade Runner.
Yeah.
And then what did he do after that? He did good films, but they're not he didn't cement himself as the sci-fi guy.
No.
Even though he did those two films, which are the sci-fi films.
Yeah. That's funny, yeah. Because what else did he do?
Did after that,
because in the 80s, he's got
Black Rain with Michael Douglas, which is a cop in Japan.
Yeah.
And then he's got Gladiator, Black Hawk Down.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other one? With Achilles. Me and Matty were on about it the other episode.
Oh fuck.
Fucking hell, what's that? The Greek
Troy.
Troy.
Yeah.
Did he do that? Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he did that.
That is the film with Achilles.
Oh no, I think it was another one with who's Eric Banner?
Eric Banner, yeah. Oh, where
Kingdom of Heaven.
Eric Banner's in Troy as well.
Yeah, that's what I was to get mixed up with. Oh. Kingdom of Heaven, which is, I think that's Greek.
That's Ridley Scott.
Yeah, I think that's Ridley Scott thing. But yeah, he's done a few other stuff that aren't.
Yeah, he hasn't cemented them, because they're early ones, aren't they, Ridley Scott?
Yeah, I think they were his first.
Alien and Blade Runner.
Yeah. You got Alien 79. When was Blade Runner?
1979. That is ridiculous to think of that.
That's it in the 70s.
Yeah. That is insane.
Think of that, yeah. Like, you think, you don't even class aliens. Well, there's aliens, which date with Cameron. Oh, fuck, what's his name? James Cameron. That's pure 80s.
Yeah.
But Alien, 70s film?
Yeah.
Stays in that decade.
Fucking mental, ain't it? So was it Alien? Aliens. And then Alien 3.
And then Alien Resurrection.
Yeah. And then all your fucking
Prometheuses and all that shit. Alien. Oh, and you got AVP. You want to class them into it. Predator. That's on me. I forgot about that one's writing me list. And then put Predator in.
Yeah.
How fucking good's that? That's so good. Butch.
You know what, Steve? It's a hard watch.
What?
Those early ones.
What?
The fucking, I can't get, sometimes I just can't get behind Arnie.
Okay, yeah. He's such a bad actor.
Yeah. Sometimes.
He's a terrible actor.
So, yeah. But let's start with Alien.
Yeah.
So, we've spoken about it millions of times. We've spoken about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable films.
Epic.
Definitely.
So good.
Alien, definitely in my top five.
Yeah. Same here. Definitely. Everything about it, the music, the acting, the cast.
Well, you mentioned
the fact that Sigourney Weaver's the main character. It's this woman.
It was written for a man as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
you mentioned it in the last time we spoke about films on the pod, about that hum of the generator that goes the whole way through the film.
Just the background of the engines humming. You don't get that in other spaceship films, don't you?
It's such a good and like I said,
spaceship's before. Fucking covered in grease and it's slimy and bits of water dropping and stuff. Yeah. It's a proper fucking rundown, gritty place that fucking film's set in.
Yeah, just turning up the your anxiety. Yeah,
and it's so everybody's tense. Sweating. You could tell it was dead hot and humid. Yeah.
Oh, Sigourney Weaver's shining. It's insane. And the alien for the 1979.
Yeah. It's not,
there's nothing cringy about it.
No way. No, you can compare it to aliens from 90s.
Yeah.
And it's, I fucking well blast them away.
Oh, easy.
Looks the real deal.
It's terrible.
Fucking all the goo shit coming off it.
It's the teeth are shining, metallic, silver teeth. Oh.
It's so good, that film. I can't talk about it. It's fucking so good.
I love watching, so I got my sister all, we've got them all on DVD.
Yeah.
And we sat and watched them all. They're all, do you know, when you really take it in as we're watching Alien, you don't even think about like the dips and like the new ones with fucking James Franco and that in, or
What? Is James Franco in the new ones?
He's in one of the newest one.
Oh, is it the Resurrect? Oh no, Covenant.
Covenant.
It was Danny McBride.
James Franco's in it as well.
Is he?
Yeah.
God, I can't even remember.
He's in one of them anyway.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like,
well, it might be. They did a new Predator as well, didn't they?
Oh yeah, they did, didn't they?
Which I didn't know, in like 2018, something like that.
Yeah, I tried to watch that on the plane. Yeah. Couldn't get into it.
No. I like Predators like a.
The first Predator's good. I don't know why you say.
No, I just. It's
the second one's bad with. What's his name? Glover. Danny Glover.
Yeah, Danny Glover.
He is the worst actor ever. He's in prime definition of someone who can't deliver his lines. Yeah. He's as bad as Arnie.
You were talking about someone last time who just cannot deliver.
Oh, Van Damme.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You were better off overdubbing. Yeah. You're better off getting someone into the studio to dub over his voice than have him do his lines. It's so bad.
Oh, yeah. I just can't deal with Arnie.
Yeah.
I don't think I could deal with Danny Glover, because those ones just, I just can't get the Predator films.
Yeah, the second one's not that. The second one's a bit very, very cheesy. But the first one in the rainforest. Think of it.
I know it's good, like, but I don't know.
You don't even see the Predator until like the end.
Do you know what I think the issue is? I think I watched Alien vs Predator.
I see.
First.
Yeah.
Before I watched any Predator films.
Yeah, that could. Yeah, you've
seen them
tarnished
play,
your view into like, it.
Predator Concrete Jungle, Alien vs Predator Concrete Jungle on the PS2 or something. Remember that game?
No, I remember the AVP game.
Yeah, something. I think it was Predator Concrete Jungle.
Were you in the city?
Yeah,
I think I do actually.
That's just that memory's just been unearthed.
It's
for me.
I've been pulled up.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. But yeah, those films are like genuinely top tier. Films. Not even talking sci-fi.
Yeah. Yeah, I get, yeah.
100%.
Like, yeah.
If people just want a thriller to go and watch and...
Like, even Aliens, like...
Yeah.
The second one, even though it turns into an action film...
Yeah,
it's not like... I don't know.
It's not overdone, is it?
No. It just works perfect.
It's still got the suspense. It's still tense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works. Is that... Which... Oh, no, No, never mind. I was trying to think who's the English guy, John Hurt.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
Is he an alien?
Is he the robot in it? No, no, he's not. No. Yeah, he's an alien.
He's
the
first guy. He falls down like the stairs or something, or falls down a gap, and he sees all the eggs for the first time.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just fucking mental, isn't it? Those films are just like, I just want to go and watch it now.
And it's fucking the funniest. The guy who came up with the alien, the concept.
Yeah.
He was like the xenomorph.
Yeah,
he was like some guy from like the middle of nowhere. You know, like I'm not gonna do it any justice, but when I remember reading about it, oh no, I've seen like it was a video. Someone was talking about like his background, like such a like almost a cliche. Like he grew up with no films or anything. He just read books, and he lived in the middle of nowhere in America, and he was fascinated by bugs because there was nothing else around him. So he'd just be in the garden all day, like reading these like sci-fi books, alien books, and like had a fascination with bugs.
So that's what he was picturing when he thought.
That was like his childhood. You know, like in America where you're in the middle of nowhere and there's fucking nothing around or anything.
Yeah.
Just left on his own to just fucking play in the trees.
Wow. That's insane. And they drafted him into...
I think he did a few other films, you know.
Yeah.
I cannot remember, but I think he was part of a few other big films. But yeah, I think he did the screenwriting for it.
Cool.
Created the Xenomorph, and Ridley Scott was like, yeah, fucking...
That'll do for me.
Yes.
Right.
Go on, yeah, give me some alien films.
E.T.
Spielberg.
That's just like cliche alien film.
That's all right though, isn't it?
E.T. Phone Home.
Do you find that like a heartwarming watch?
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's your classic, isn't it? That's like your classic family sci-fi film.
Yeah.
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 What else have I got? I've got Arrival. Have you seen that?
With, what's her name?
Amy Adams.
Amy Adams, yeah. She's like trying to talk to it.
Oh.
That's how it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah. That's insane, that film.
It is good, isn't it?
Yeah. I hadn't watched it for, and I probably watched it this year.
Yeah.
That is just like that film.
What's like the other thing going on with her though? Did like a child die or something?
Yeah.
In the film.
Yeah, a kid dies. Yeah, a kid's got cancer or something.
Like, that's interesting how that's involved in the film as well.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't really
like,
get that
weird bit. Side story that's like.
I think someone, I was speaking to someone about it, and they were, oh, how sad's that film? I didn't really get the sadness because I didn't understand why that was part
of
the film.
Yeah, yeah. I think maybe it was just like trying to add a side story to her.
It's because what I hate about films are films that go back and forth. Like,
well, like Pulp Fiction.
No.
Like, no, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Like two parallel.
Yeah.
Like two stories.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the same person. Like, because that's only two storylines in Arrival.
Yeah.
It's the one where she's talking about the animal, talking to the alien.
To the alien.
And then the one where a kid's dying and,
yeah,
like, you can't tell who her dad is and
what's yeah, going on. Yeah, yeah, it's very vague.
And they're just going like that and they're intertwined. It's just like, sending my head all over the place. But no, that's a fucking class film.
I think that's very. That's how you deal with aliens, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Unless you were going to nuke them and send in fucking the Marines.
Yeah. Well, if
that's how
like
you deal with them.
Big, peaceful aliens like that.
Yeah. Wait, what, how did it end? I can't remember the ending.
They just get off, don't they?
Do they? Like, there's no. It doesn't go wrong or anything?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I'm going to have to rewatch that.
Yeah. I've got Paul.
Oh, yes. Now, that's a funny watch.
Yeah.
How funny is thing going that the two FBI agents?
Oh, Bill Hader.
He plays that so good.
Oh, and Jason Bateman, yeah. Who is probably, he's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Do you know when he does a comedy role?
It's that dryness, isn't it?
Oh.
Like in Horrible Bosses.
Yeah. Literally, he's so funny.
So good in that.
I forgot about them?
Yeah.
The two FBI agents and that were fucking class, aren't they? Yeah, that's like I'm just being a bit light there with Paul.
Yeah,
I don't mean that as a serious one. Not well, obviously it is.
It's
a sci-fi film.
It's an alien film, sci-fi.
Simon Pegg and Nick Frost.
Yeah,
classics of that kind of comedy.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, it's an alien. That is an alien film.
Ticks all the boxes.
Is it sci-?
I think so. Yeah, I think when it's aliens, I think you're in sci-fi realm.
Yeah, no matter what, like it could be. Like, End of Watch.
Which one's End of Watch?
Not End of Watch, The Watch. Is that a sci-fi film? Is it?
No, I wouldn't class that.
See?
Oh, I don't know.
Because
that's one of the funniest films ever.
Yeah.
That and Tropic Thunder,
yeah,
for me, are the funniest films. I can't think straight now after you put that in my mind. The Watch.
It's class, that film, innit? But that's not sci-fi, is it? It's the same with Paul, really.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
But maybe there's not as much interaction with like an actual
alien. Yeah,
it's almost like a be anything.
Yeah,
it?
I suppose the backstory of Paul with like the Roswell incident and all that.
Yeah,
that's very spacey, sci-fi, UFO-y.
Yeah, and the sci-fi freaks, aren't they, as well?
Yeah,
in the film. It's sci-fi.
It is sci-fi.
I've got. What would you say District 9 is?
I'd say that.
Yeah, well, yeah, they are aliens, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'd say the prawns.
Yeah, where's the prawn thing come from, though?
They look like prawns, don't
is they? Is that literally what it is?
And they all call it, yeah. I didn't fuck a prawn.
That's ridiculously good for a film that's like...
Yeah. Well, fuck.
A South African film.
Another robot film. Have you seen Chappie?
I haven't, actually.
It's the same director. It's the same guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what? I know the film, but I haven't seen it. What happens in that?
It's like a robot, the creating robots in South Africa to be servants or something, or I can't remember what he's meant to do. Maybe he's used for the police or the military or something. But this gang steal him and they teach him how to use like a gun and stuff and that. But he's got like morals,
and he's questioning it.
Yeah, it's good. It is really good. Yeah, District 9's quality,
yeah, that's,
isn't it?
That's really good, that.
Yeah. I think that was a film that was probably my favourite film at one point.
Yeah.
No, where I hadn't watched a lot of films and...
When did that come out? Did you watch it when it came out?
Yeah.
So how old would you have been then? Because that's, like, to watch that at a young age, I feel like it would be very, very good watch.
Yeah. 2009.
So how old?
13 years ago. 12.
No way.
I probably wasn't 12, but I wasn't much older than 12.
Yeah.
I think if I watch that again now, I should watch it again now.
Wait, so you haven't seen it?
No, I've seen it since. Oh. But not like, not in the last 2-3 years.
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
Yeah, I think if I watched it again now, I haven't seen what I did, how I broke down Star Wars.
Yeah.
I think I'd see a lot more yeah. in District 9.
Well, it's supposed to be like about the apartheid, isn't it?
Yeah, literally.
That's what it's supposed to be, isn't it?
The whole thing about it, yeah. I think this is the thing that happens with me as well, is I see so many film podcasts or like articles or just like little videos come up
yeah.
where someone will have said to me, I'll have heard that District 9 is about the apartheid.
Yeah, I get it, yeah, yeah. Just like clips.
Yeah, and so that I'll then take into the next time I watch it.
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
Instead of just watching it again.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
I've got, so what have I said? District 9, Alien, E.T., Paul, Arrival, Independence Day.
I'm not.
Will Smith.
No way.
Yes.
I'm not buying that film. Yes. I know it's sci-fi, but I'm...
You don't like Independence Day?
Well, I've told you, haven't I? About the USB.
No. Oh, you have, yeah.
Like that completely... that alone completely ruins the whole film for me.
The fucking alien spaceship.
Why does an alien spaceship have a USB port that can run the same operating system as an Earth USB stick? How can it transfer the same files? How is that possible? We're talking about an alien spaceship from like fucking, where did it, like another galaxy or something? Why would it have?
No, it's fucking class.
What, you're just ignoring
that? I'm ignoring
that. I can't ignore that. Other stuff maybe I could ignore, but that is too much of it.
I'm ignoring that for the heroics for that from that guy at the end. That's what I'm ignoring it for. And Will Smith, because I'm still a Will Smith fan.
Are you a Will Smith fan? Hancock.
Hancock. I don't really like that much.
What has he done? It's on I'm Legend, I Robot, Hancock, Independence Day.
Hitch.
Oh, yeah. Where his face... What's that scene where he like, has an allergic reaction? That's all I can remember from that film.
I don't know what else he's done. I think Will Smith's such a massive actor. Why can't we think of anything else? Gemini Man, have you seen that?
I have, yeah. I didn't really like that.
What's the one where he's with his Pursuit of Happiness?
I like that.
£7.
I like that. Mm. Them two. They're the two that I like by Will Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the true story, them, aren't they?
Yeah. What's the one where he's with his son on that alien planet and he gets injured?
Fuck that. After Earth or whatever.
Yeah.
That's terrible, that. You just know that's like shit. Why would you go into doing films like that when that's you sci-fi. Know it's going to be shit? Yeah, I suppose it is.
No, that's like, I think that, I don't know. Yeah, that new Will Smith's not for me.
No.
But like old Will Smith, I like.
Classic era.
Yeah.
Independence Day.
Yeah, I just think it's, I think I watched that young as well.
Yeah, yeah. No, there is that. When you watch films are young, no matter what it is,
yeah,
they can hold a special place inside
you. Yeah, yeah, there's some severe bias over my end of the table, ASD.
No, but, I think there's nothing wrong with that aspect of certain liking certain films when it's like,
yeah,
when you watch it as a kid. If you watched it now, and you were saying that.
No, well, I'd see.
I'd be questioning you.
I never noticed the USB. So I'd see the USB and just turn it off straight away. And Will Smith brings me nicely onto Men in Black.
Oh, yeah, Men in Black, yeah.
Yeah, which is Aliens.
I like that. You know, I actually don't mind Will Smith.
Men in Black 1. It's fucking...
Tommy Lee Jones is good in that as well.
It's funny as well.
Yeah.
It's genuinely funny.
Yeah.
Like, the aliens are funny.
Which is the one with Johnny Knoxville in it? Is that the first one, the second one?
Where he's got the head on, he's got a little head as well. I don't know which one. Is it in his backpack?
It's coming out of his backpack, yeah. Isn't it?
It's funny that, isn't it? Because I remember, like, that. How funny would it be if aliens were, like, living amongst us and just, like...
In that, like that?
Yeah.
You got, like, the ball chin guy.
Yeah, ball chin.
And he's the one who gets his head blown off and it, like, comes back as, like, a little...
Little tiny, yeah.
And it grows big.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Or, like... And that cockroach guy as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's fucking dirty, isn't he? There's some people like that, though, isn't there?
Exactly. I see people walking down the street thinking...
Well, in Leeds.
Yeah, in Leeds, yeah. In Bradford.
In Bradford.
Thinking, that's a cockroach person.
He's an alien.
Yeah. I think they're my alien ones. Yeah.
That's a good list there.
What have you got?
They're the big ones, then. Like, I've got a few big ones. Evolution.
No.
Sean William Scott. Oh, that's fucking...
Sean William Scott from American Pie.
Google that. Give that a Google. Listeners, Google any of the films that you don't know what we're on about here, but
yeah.
This is a quite... No, it's not that big as well.
2001.
It's, And it's like, these, like, aliens appear in the desert in America.
What? Is that the alien?
Yeah, there's a few different types of aliens. There's, like, some monkey ones. But this massive alien that's, like... It's basically like a big...
I might have seen this
like
as well.
Like starfish grows and it's like massive. And they've got to like shove Head and Shoulders up its ass.
Head and Shoulders
the shampoo. That's the only thing that kills it. And they've got to like get like the whole like fucking American supply of Head and Shoulders to kill this big... There's like... Have you ever seen the scene where they're like hunting this like pterodactyl alien in the shopping mall?
I think I've seen this. Because that rings a bell. Like seeing them all in those yellow jackets.
Yeah. Because I've seen that before. Sean William Scott's like... a fireman, a trainee fireman.
Yeah.
And he's like got all the gear to kill the aliens. That's a good film, Matt.
It looks like a good like
a fun watch.
A fun one,
it's
yeah.
A fun watch. So I've got that. Cloverfield.
Oh.
You know the trilogy. I love them all.
Yeah. Mm. Well, so what was this Cloverfield where it's filmed
with the camera?
With the camera.
That's good. That's like a that's
genuine.
A,
that's tense.
Yeah. It's a terrifying watch. That.
And then what's the
10 Cloverfield Lane?
Which is the
Where they're underground with Jeff, John Goodman.
Yeah, John Goodman, yeah.
Oh, that's fucking... You're on edge for the whole... The best with that is you don't know if it's aliens or not.
That wasn't...
You just think he's crazy, don't you?
Do you know that wasn't meant to be a Cloverfield film?
It was just supposed to be him.
That was just meant to be a film.
Yeah.
And then I think whatever happened, the production company got hold of it and
just
said...
Just took it.
Whack the fucking Cloverfield on that.
What?
It was meant to have nothing to do
with it. I suppose in a way that's got nothing to do with the first one.
So that, and then what's the third?
The Cloverfield Paradox.
I haven't seen that. Is that new?
Yeah. Well, maybe like in the past 5 years.
Yeah.
Maybe 10. I don't know.
Yeah, I've not seen that.
That got a lot of hate, but it's really weird. I think it's probably a bit too weird. You know, like
a bit too much for modern.
Yeah, I feel like people tuned it in to watch. It's because it came on Netflix as well. So I feel like people, like of an evening, I'll put a film on. You know, like just fucking. Just want to watch a film. Not
I'm
really.
Gonna watch it tonight.
Yeah, but I think it's very weird. I think people have watched it on Netflix, fucking sat down, eating, not taking it in, and it's like, oh, it's too weird. This is shit.
And turn it off.
Yeah, I feel like that's why it's got a bit of hate.
Yeah, or people watch it with their other halves and.
Yeah, I feel like that.
You're trying to get into it.
Yeah.
Fucking turn this shit off.
What the fuck's going on here?
Yeah.
They're good. That second Cloverfield is so good. You know,
John Goodman is so good.
How good does he play that character?
Yeah.
The best thing about that is it could go either way. It could either be he's crazy and caps them all.
Or he's trying to keep them safe.
Or there is literally fucking aliens and you don't know until the end.
You still don't know, do you, really?
Well, there is the aliens, isn't there?
Oh, is there at the end? I can't remember
the end. I suppose I've just ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Well, is that the Signs?
Signs.
The M. Night Shyamalan.
I feel like I've seen that.
With Mel Gibson and Joaquin Phoenix.
Let me see.
Where they're on they have like a farm, start getting crop circles, and then aliens appear, and they try and take over the world, and they lock themselves in the basement, and they find out that water can kill the aliens.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking good, that. I feel like that, though, that's maybe biased, because I've watched that as a kid.
But with the metal on the red. I've not seen it.
Yeah. Like, Joaquin Phoenix is like the Mel Gibson's the father and there's two kids and Joaquin Phoenix is like the uncle or something.
Yeah.
And they're living on the farm. And then, but the best is like the way it shows, the way it builds up. Because it's like, there's some crop circles.
That's on Disney Plus, that. I might watch that.
It's a good watch. It starts off like crop circles and then a few sightings and then, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's a good film, that. That's,
That reminded me of War of the Worlds.
Oh, fuck yeah. What a... Tom Cruise?
See, that Tom Cruise... Because the original one, isn't there?
Yeah, I don't think that's the best.
No.
I do remember watching that thinking...
I think the Tom Cruise one's got the... Got that suspense that we're looking for.
Yeah, it's quite cold as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a cold watch.
So there's your Tom Cruise sci-fi film, which doesn't exist. I actually really, really like that film.
I think that was good, yeah.
Yeah, that reminded me of like when they're in the basement, because they're like hiding out in the basement, aren't they, when those things come down.
Collecting people.
When the actual aliens come down. Oh yeah, and then they actually grab them as well. What's this kid called? Robbie.
Robbie.
I don't know why that's coming.
Robbie. Do you remember, is it on one of these scary movies or something, where they do like a parody of it?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
And like the girl gets like shot by lightning.
Yeah.
And it's like, stand there, because you never get hit twice, you just get hit twice or something.
I don't know.
It's just a random scene in my head. Is it it's a disaster movie?
Yeah.
Is it disaster
movie? See, I've seen all them. They're the ones that blend into one for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I can't.
Well, there's loads, isn't there?
Those films like set me off as well, because I can't, because it's parodies of so many different films in all these different films.
Yeah.
My head just doesn't work. It does not compute.
How do you like, which level are you on picking the film out?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's whether that was in the actual film or... Yeah, but...
War of the Worlds, that's a fucking...
That is good. I put that on the list. I expected you to hate it.
No, I don't know why.
Yeah.
Well, probably it's a good film, that's why.
Who is the director? We'll just... off the top of your head, who would you say?
I couldn't even make a guess.
David Spielberg.
Oh, don't say that.
2005, War of the Worlds. Steven Spielberg.
No, it's not.
It actually is.
What?
Yeah, I knew it'd be Spielberg.
What the fuck?
Look at that, just so you believe me.
Oh my god, what the hell? It's instantly gone down in my, my estimation.
Take it off the list.
I've got loads here, Cal.
Go rattle through them.
Don't interrupt. So there's a few John Carpenters.
Mm-hmm.
They Live, Starman, The Thing.
The Thing, yeah.
That's so good. That's really absurdly good.
Yeah, I've not seen. I still don't think I've seen the original one that you're talking about.
Yeah, the Kurt Russell one.
Yeah,
the Kurt Russell.
But I've definitely seen The Thing.
The second one.
One of them. They did it three times.
I think they did it twice. I think.
Or did they?
But the best thing about the one, the main character's a woman, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that what you're? Yeah.
Let me get it up.
So that one isn't even like, that's not a remake or anything. That it's good the way they do this.
No, they made it three. So 1951. 1982.
Oh, yeah, so there was the 50... Yeah, yeah.
And 2011. So yeah. I've seen the 2011 one.
Well, that 2011 one is good because it's set. So basically The Thing with Kurt Russell, the first one.
Yeah.
I'm not counting the 51 one. the first one starts off with like... They're in Antarctica on this like remote station.
Yeah.
And a dog comes out of the snow. They're in the middle of nowhere and a dog appears getting chased by a helicopter with two guys trying to shoot the dog. And that's how it starts, the film. And like the people, Kurt Russell and the scientists, are like, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah.
And I think the helicopter crashes and they die and they get the dog and they're like, they don't have a clue what's going on. But the one you watched, it do you remember it ends with that? It's set right before...
I don't know.
And it ends with the dog running off.
I'm running to you.
And the two people in the helicopter chasing it. It's set so...
I remember the dog.
Yeah. It's so good how they filmed it. But yeah, the second one, the one that you watched, is set right before the Kurt Russell one.
Ah.
And it just goes right into
so
the
it's
next
not
one.
Even a remake. That's quite nice, actually, yeah. That.
It's good to watch. If you watch it, watch the 2011 one.
Yeah.
And then immediately have a toilet break or something. And then watch the
1982.
Second one. Yeah.
And then don't bother with the 1950.
Oh, fuck that one. It's not worth it.
No.
It's but
not,
yeah, that's
not a real film.
That John Carpenter is fucking so good.
Yeah.
Big Trouble Little China.
Is this like... I've never heard of him.
Halloween.
Oh, I do know
Assault
Halloween.
And Precinct 13.
Yeah, I do know that as well.
No, he didn't do Taken a Pal in 1, 2, 3. But no,
I think we looked at that last time.
I messaged you, didn't I?
Yeah.
To watch it.
Yeah, and then I said... Have I seen, is it Bald? Is that the Bald John Travolta one?
No, yeah. But yeah, John Carpenter's good. Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
That's fucking a weird one.
Yeah, that's a...
It's very unique, that, as well. Yeah.
That's a fun one, almost a fun
Yeah, watch. Like silly, just over the top.
Yeah.
I know this is one that I've talked
Is
about.
That with the dodgy aliens in, like, the aliens look like?
They're like beetles.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like, everybody's got, like, fucking 1,000 rounds in the gun.
Yeah.
Just fucking hip firing.
Look like aliens off, what's that, what's that, the one where he's on, is it John Carter or something?
John Carter.
Something Carter. Where he's on, like, a alien planet. No, he's like a he's like a barbarian.
Oh, you mean Vin Diesel?
No, what's this? I think it's called John Carter.
John Carter. Isn't that Fingio?
It's not called John Carter.
Isn't John Carter I don't know. I don't I couldn't
Is it? Oh no, it is, yeah. This thing.
John Carter.
You've definitely seen that film.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, I feel like I vaguely I've seen it advertised, yeah.
That's like what a fantasy film. It's got
How have you pulled that out, Cal?
I don't know. I don't know where I've seen that from.
Where have you pulled that from?
Because there's a scene in this film where there's like... Where there's like
similar.
Baby alien and it looks really, really bad.
Yeah.
And that just reminded me of it when you
said Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
Well, another film, which I've said, it's a Tim Burton film.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said it on the last one. And it viewers, I mean, listeners, can go and watch this one. Mars Attacks.
Oh, this is what you told me.
It's got like Jack Black, yeah. Pierce Brosnan, Danny DeVito.
All the classics.
It's got every, I think it's got fucking Jack Nicholson. It's got everybody in it.
Yeah. Is Jack Nicholson the... Who's the president?
Yeah, I think it's Pierce Brosnan the president?
One of them. I think I looked at it. I looked this up last
it's
time.
It's so... It's such a funny watch.
Yeah.
Like everybody's like stories intertwining while these Martians come down and kill everybody.
And the Martians look like the most ridiculous things.
Yeah, they look the most Martian you could ever look.
Picture Martian, that's what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Any others?
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yeah.
That was it. That's Spielberg as well. Like, why I keep fucking...
See, you hate Spielberg and you love his films.
I'm really confused here, come on.
No, you rarely hate Spielberg films, but there's a couple that slip through the net.
But Jaws, I love that as well. Yeah. Now I'm thinking... I think there's more than a couple.
Yeah, you like Spielberg.
What's the one with Tom Hanks? The army one.
Oh, Saving Private Ryan. Yeah, that's a classic. That's really well done as well.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's
incredibly well shot.
You know what? I think there's probably seems like there's more Spielberg films that I like than dislike.
You know what we're gonna do? I'll get a big list of every Spielberg film.
Yeah.
Which will be a lot.
Yeah.
And you're going to decide good or bad.
Yes or no.
Yeah, you've got... And it's black and white.
Yeah.
Yes or no.
I get it, yeah.
Ones and zeros.
Yeah.
And then we'll...
We'll come to a conclusion.
We'll
Am I a Spielberg fan or not?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we'll do.
Fucking hell.
What about... I just had a film came to me. What about all the Avatar films? Well, the Avatar film and the ones that are due.
What, is there more?
He's booked in for like four more.
Pre-booked?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't really like them.
Avatar.
Did you like them?
I thought it was all right.
Yeah.
I feel like it got a lot of hype over the use of CGI at the time.
Yeah, there was that,
like
wasn't
a whole it? Film of CGI.
Yeah.
Because there was nothing that was doing... I know CGI was been big for years, like, but...
Was that supposed to be, like, the best?
You can't even tell it's CGI.
Mm.
But if you watched it now, it just looks like a fucking...
Looks like a PlayStation 4 game.
Yeah. I was gonna put it on my list and I didn't.
Is that does that go into like fantasy as well?
Yeah.
Is
it? Yeah, I think sci-fi has to be, but I don't know, because fictional science based depictions of phenomena that are not fully accepted by I think that not fully accepted needs to be.
Is that where
by mainstream science?
Is that where it's like you've got mainstream science where it's like we know what it is, we know how we can, we know the level of spaceships we can build.
Yeah.
So if you start having the Millennium Falcon,
yeah,
it's still within like the science of a spaceship.
Yeah.
But it's not at the level that we're at.
Yeah, we can't.
And it's probably there's probably some parts of it that cannot be made.
Yeah.
But it's like it's not at the level that we were, you know, like mainstream science.
But if you have a glass ball that can just skip around all the different universes in the world.
Yeah.
that becomes fantasy.
Is that fantasy level?
Yeah. Or just total fiction. Yeah. No science involved at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get you.
Or if, yeah, if you can just fly up into space.
But then what about Jedi's?
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Lightsabers.
Lightsabers.
Well, we understand the science of a lightsaber.
With the, you could make them a Dead Rising, couldn't you?
Yeah.
With a torch and some diamonds. Yeah, but I think Alien films, Total Recall.
Yeah.
Arnie again.
We talked about that, didn't we?
How weird. Do you remember that? Have you seen that film? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember the bit, like, the main guy's got the baby in his body?
No.
It's like the such a peculiar. Give that a Google, Kel.
Total Recall Alien.
Google, like,
what baby?
Put Total Recall baby in body or something. And the main, you know, the main guy that Arnie's fighting against throughout the whole film, he's got like this like baby.
What the fuck?
In his body.
I don't remember this at all. It looks like Chucky.
Yeah. Like merged into his body, isn't it? Look at that.
Listeners, if you just Google Total Recall Baby, you'll see what me and Steve are talking
about. How bizarre is that? Arnie films are fucking out there, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't mind Total Recall. I haven't watched it for a while again.
It's got a good energy to it.
Yeah. They remade this as well, didn't they? Which was...
Yeah.
Like Guy Pearce or someone like that.
Was it, yeah.
Yeah.
Running Man. That's a good Arnie one.
Yeah.
Where he goes on the show. He's got like, he's got that's good energy as well. Running, he's running for the whole of it.
Is he?
Fast paced.
Literally.
Yeah.
Is that a sci-fi film, yeah?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. I think, no.
That no, that came up on that list when I Googled sci-fi films.
Did it, yeah? Yeah,
before the pod, yeah.
I think, oh, that was it. Now you just reminded me of the other thing that I was going to bring up about sci-fi. What about dystopians? Does that go into sci-fi? Because that's like a dystopia, I think.
What is Running Man?
And like 1984. You know, films like that, like Mad Max, that's a, like a dystopia.
Like a different...
Like, I don't know.
Did we do about dystopian future? Did Charles talk about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we talked a bit about it, yeah.
I think it probably does.
There's like a crossover.
Yeah. I think it probably does fall under sci-fi.
Do you like, you wouldn't class Mad Max?
No, I wouldn't class...
You wouldn't class them as...
Well, I think Mad Max is missing the science.
Yeah.
I think maybe you can have sci-fi dystopian future films.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you can, like Running Man.
Yeah. Have you got any other categories?
I got Cronenberg films.
Yeah.
I think he's my favourite director as a whole.
Yeah.
You know, like, because I've got, like, Alien... And yeah. Blade Runner. That's probably my favourite films. But then Ridley Scott as a whole.
He didn't quite.
He doesn't. But then David Cronenberg. I feel like he's just polished off.
You love every one of his films?
Not everyone. Because then he kind of did a little bit like Ridley Scott. His late films are a bit shit.
Yeah.
But he's got a good. Like from 1977 to 86. Are just, and they're all like. They all stick within the same category.
Yeah, talk me through them, because I'm not quite familiar with...
So, well, his biggest one is... I'll start from the beginning. So he did his first one, Rabid, 1977,
yeah.
Which is... oh, it's so weird. It's like a woman has, like, a car crash, and she goes into this weird, like, hospital. This, like, surgeon does some type of surgery, and she wakes up with this, like... it's like a hole in her armpit, and it's like this, like, deformed clitoris... But like that sucks the blood, and she like kills people by putting her armpit on people.
What the fuck?
And the people who get infected by this like weird thing in her armpit, and they turn into like not zombies, but a bit like they turn into crazy people. How weird does that sound? That, what do you think about the concept of that?
I'm not sure on that one, to be honest with you, Steve.
Well, there's that one, and then The Brood. Have you seen that?
Nope.
That's really good. We're it's like a guy, his ex-wife goes to this psychiatric hospital and she's getting, like, mind-controlled.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's very, like, grey in what's going on, but, like, the psychiatrist is, like, mind-controlling and, like, telling her to do weird stuff and she's, like, trying to kill the children. But it's, like, you don't really know what's happening.
What?
But, like, there's a lot of weird creatures in that as well.
Yeah.
That's really weird. Like, but then, have you seen Scanners?
No. I don't think I've seen any Cronenberg ones.
What? You'll know these, what, the one at the end.
Okay.
But,
I'll go one.
1981 Scanners is really good. Like, the, it's where these, like, people with, like, can read people's minds.
Yeah.
But then if you focus really hard, you can explode the heads. And there's, like, one guy finds out he's a scanner, that's what they're called. And there's a group of them who are, like, trying to get all the scanners to join together to take over the world. But they're doing it, like, low-key. You know, like, what is it? Like, undergrounds type thing, yeah, where it's, like, nobody really knows what's going on.
In the sewers.
Yeah. And he's on the run. And, like, he joins up with this, like, this psychiatrist who's, like, done loads of research on this fucking mind control shit.
Yeah.
And he goes on the run, and he's, like, getting chased by these scanners. But, oh, it's some fucking ridiculous scenes and that. People's heads exploding.
Fucking hell.
Videodrome.
Nope.
1983.
Nope.
Really weird film. It's got Blondie. What's her name? Out of Blondie. You know, the girl. Okay. The blonde-haired girl.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. That's going to infuriate me. Blondie. Go on, Steve. Get it before I Google it.
Fuck.
Debbie Harry.
Oh, that's it, yeah. Yeah.
Is she the one... Did she survive... the guy, that serial killer? What's his name? Did that attractive one? Oh, supposedly.
Oh, Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy.
Really? I'm
sure there's a story.
No, no, I don't be dropping that. What?
Sure there's a story about Debbie Harry getting in a taxi, getting in a car with Ted Bundy, what? And realising there were no door handles on the inside of the car, and she somehow escaped.
Wow. What the
fuck? And then when it all came out in the news, then she realised.
What the fuck? That's absurd.
I'm sure it was her.
What?
So I want to apologise to Debbie Harry if it wasn't her. And to Ted Bundy.
But yeah, Videodrome. Yeah. It's like a guy gets... there's like this video going, TV channel. Let me start.
Yeah.
Fucking well going too ahead of myself. A guy's running this a broadcasting channel, and he finds a TV program where it's basically like 4chan, but getting aired illegally, and they're picking up on it on their radar dish, whatever, you know, picking up channels. And it's like beheadings and all that. But you don't know who it is, who's like running this program. And like, you don't know if it's like Chinese or whatever.
Yeah.
But they try and track down it to put it on their own show. But he's the guy who's like running the TV channel.
They want to put it on their own.
On their own channel.
Yeah.
They put it on their TV channel. And the guy who's running it, tracking it down, finding out whose show this is. His girlfriend, who's Debbie Harry in it, she goes missing. And then she appears in one of the videos, like, getting killed and stuff. And he's like, but he starts questioning his own sanity while watching all this shit. And then it goes completely into the realms of, like, you know, like Interstellar, where he's in the bookcase floating around.
Yeah.
It goes into the realms of that. I don't know how, but it goes into the realms of that.
How's that, like, do you know what, these films... They sound like you're making them up.
They sound a bit too much, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's the fucking class. David Crowe. Dead Zone.
Nope.
That's 83 as well.
Is that the one I should have heard of?
No.
Okay.
But that's got... Dead Zone's got Christopher Walken.
That's it?
Yeah. And he's like... what's... Actually, I can't remember the premise of that, but it's like... fucking hell. I can't remember the premise of it.
No.
But it's really good. It's like... Something to do with politics, and there's like an assassin. It's all sci-fi. These are all sci-fi. I know I haven't.
So
like...
he's also make it. So these are like.
Yeah, they're all in. They're all sci-fi.
Let's have a look at Dead Zone just so you can. Maybe I'll jog your memory.
Like Videodrome, Scanners, The Brood, Rabbit. They're all sci-fi. They're not just like.
1983. Dead Zone. David Cronenberg. Johnny Smith, a teacher, wakes up from a coma and discovers his psychic powers. He then meets a politician, Greg Stilson, and seeks to prevent him from being the next president.
Yeah, because that's it. Because he's going to kill somebody, and he can sense it.
Ah, Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh.
Actually, you know what? That's
Stephen King, though.
Is it? Oh, I didn't know that. Well, the next one, 1986. You know this one, The Fly.
I do know The Fly. Jeff Goldblum.
How silly is that film?
That is.
And how it's like gory as well.
Yeah, it's so well, now I'm getting a full vibe of all the other David Cronenberg
films.
They're
all like
that. What they look like.
They're
really
all like that.
Visceral.
Yeah.
Very, like that fly head.
Yeah, is, you can almost smell it.
Yeah, doesn't have to look like that.
Yeah.
But then it does have to look like that. Yeah, I have seen The Fly.
How good is that?
Yeah, it is. I was talking about Jeff Goldblum the other day. I can't remember why. I think we were trying to think of Jeff Goldblum films.
Mm. Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I could think of Jurassic Park, The Fly, and Cats and Dogs.
Which one's Cats and Dogs?
Where the cats and the dogs are fighting each other. And he's like a scientist who's allergic to dogs. He's trying to make a cure for dog allergies.
I feel like I vaguely remember that. Yeah, you pulled one out there again.
That's not sci-fi though, so. No. Or is it?
Maybe. Is it mainstream mainstream science? Cats and...
No. It's not sci-fi.
No.
But yeah, The Fly.
That's good.
Is that his most famous one?
That's his most famous one. Maybe, I don't know, Videodrome's quite famous.
I feel like, yeah. I feel like now, I'm saying David Cronenberg's The Fly.
Yeah.
Now that's all coming together.
He did, his ones after it weren't as, like, all these ones were very what the fuck and very surreal and, like, you're on the edge of the seat. But then his ones afterwards, he did, like, his most recent ones. He did, have you seen the one with Viggo Mortensen where he's a gangster? History of Violence?
No.
Like, they're not even, like...
Nothing to do with, like, not his vibe.
No.
Let me see. What
he does do one film, though, in the 90s, which is... it's, like, a load of bug people in a cafe. Literally, like... But it's not... It's not as, like... It's not like The Fly, where it's, like, horror or... But it's just...
It's just bug people in a cafe.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't know any. He did Spider.
Spider?
Yeah, he did The Fly, then he did Butterfly, then he did Spider.
What the fuck?
yeah, I don't know any other ones.
Existence. Ah, that's sci-fi.
Existence.
Did he do that? I think he did that, didn't he?
He did do Existence.
That's very sci-fi-y.
With Jude Law.
What's the premise of that?
Science fiction horror film.
Oh, well, there we go.
A game designer who finds herself targeted by assassins while playing a virtual reality game of her own creation. That's what happens in it.
Yeah, I do remember that actually now.
You seen that?
I'm putting that on the list.
Yeah.
That's good.
Maybe I'll watch that one.
Yeah.
That's me Cronenberg film.
You Cronenberg.
But it's like that. It's got a strange spelling.
Yeah, it's got like a Z in it, hasn't it? Yeah, Cronenberg's like the, he's like a really cult follow, you know, like cult following style.
Yeah, I can tell from like, the ones that I've looked at.
He's supposed to be like the godfather of, what's it called when it's like body horror, body, you know, like The Fly where it's like body, like, oh, I don't even know how to put it into words.
What?
You know, like the premise of it is about the body. Like in The Fly, he's like transforming into this, and it's really gory and really
disgusting.
I think like every one of them like
has that kind of thing in it.
Is based around that, like very you know, special effects and all that. It's very similar.
Yeah,
it's all like that.
You can tell like a Cronenberg film.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's what I'm, like when you were describing those ones that I'd never heard of, never seen, and like with like the fucking clit armpit and stuff.
Yeah.
And then when you said The Fly, then I could picture what they all look like.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, mental. So is he your director? Because you said to me you had a little list of your favourite.
He's probably my favourite
sci-fi director.
He's probably my favourite director.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
I can't think of a favourite director. Me, cause
Sergio Cabucci.
See, I don't follow.
Might be my favourite director, actually.
Yeah? What does he do?
He did like Django and... The Great Silent, like all the... You got Sergio Leone,
yeah.
He did the Fistful of Dollars trilogy, and then, what was it, Fistful of Dynamite, Once Upon a Time in the West.
Yeah.
And he's like the top one of the spaghetti western. Then the second layer, Sergio Cabucci, he fucking did them just as good. And he did like... you know, have you seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yeah.
The Tarantino film?
Yeah.
And what's his name, Cliff or something? DiCaprio's character.
Like Dalton.
Dalton, yeah. That's it. He goes off to Italy.
Yeah.
To work under a director. It's Sergio Cabucci.
Ah.
Who he goes working under. But it is.
I've never watched a spaghetti western.
What? Then watch Sergio Leone and Sergio Cabucci, all of them. But Sergio Cabucci's.
Because you were saying this the other day, weren't you? When we were talking about Spain.
Oh yeah, they're all filmed in Spain for some reason. Even though they're Italian films, they're all filmed in Spain. Black Cabucci is what I think he stands out is the bad guy. He's the main character in everyone. All the good guys
follows
die.
The bad guy.
Yeah, good guys die. All the women get raped and killed. The bad guy's the guy you're rooting for.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Anything else you want to mention, Steve?
I don't know. What about we've got like sci-fi. Have you seen Ghosting in the Shell?
No. Ghosting in the Shell.
Ghost in the Shell.
Ghost in the Shell. No.
That's like an anime.
Anime.
Yeah, there's that realm of films, isn't there?
Yeah, they're probably all pretty sci-fi, like, that's going down a fucking rabbit hole. I haven't been that into anime, but I feel like I could get into it.
I think there's certain ones you like.
Like all the mainstream ones, like Attack on Titan.
No, fuck that.
No.
Fucking... Actually, I don't want to be...
I don't want to disgust your statement.
No, I mean, I
didn't mean to seriously offend you.
No, I mean, like, I think you know what I mean, whereas, like, with anime,
yeah,
there's 99% of it is like, what's the word without being offensive to certain people?
What?
It's very weebish, very like
dorky.
Yeah, you just fucking want to be like cringy.
Yeah,
you know, like
childish.
Yeah, but then there's 1% of it, and that 1% is like fucking like really
intense,
exceptional,
grit.
Yeah, but there's not even like, there's like really nice ones like Studio Ghibli films.
Yeah.
Like Spirited Away.
Oh,
Neighbour Totoro.
I like Spirited Away.
How beautiful is that film?
Yeah.
That's one of the most beautiful films.
That's on my list on Netflix.
Is it? That's one of the most beautiful films I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And all them films, Studio Ghibli films, I like that.
Hmm.
But then you've got the main, like Attack on Titan and all that.
No.
I think that's just like.
Predictable.
I think they're all virgins.
Yeah.
And that's the best way of putting it. Who watched that?
That is a good...
Sorry, any of these...
Sorry, Attack on Titan viewers. Yeah.
But you know, I think you know what I mean.
But he's not sorry.
No.
What about, like, because we said before about, like, that crossover between sci-fi and horror.
Yeah.
What about what we're saying in that? Because none of mine are... And I'm not a big horror fan.
Yeah.
I think... I'd rather watch a thriller.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But sci-fi films do fall right into thriller, don't they? But...
I think there's a lot of horror that cross... Like, I think it's because of that fantasy, isn't it? That, like...
It's very fine line, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, the slashers aren't sci-fi.
No.
Like, Halloween.
Not a sci-fi.
Nightmare on Elm Street's pure fantasy.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th.
No, I don't think horror, like...
But then there's ones like, I know I can't think of any off the top of my head, but exactly, I know there's fucking loads.
Because all like the spirit one, like your fucking
your
paranormal activity and stuff, that's not sci-fi.
No, I wouldn't class that as...
Because that's not science.
What about Event Horizon?
What's that about?
With Sam Neill. He's been mentioned a few times, hasn't he?
Already, yeah.
Where he's on the spaceship and they get sucked through a black hole or something and end up in hell. And there's all like ghosts on the ship and like fucking demons and stuff.
That's not a film.
That's a film. And it's actually quite scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually quite scary.
I would class it. Out of all the horror films I've seen, I feel like that's quite...
Event Horizon.
Yeah. It's quite scary, that one. It's a bit like The Shining, but on a spaceship.
Oh, like psychological.
Yeah, but...
Because I didn't find The Shining scary.
Yeah, I was talking about that the other day, actually.
Yeah.
But The Shining's very psychological, isn't it? Rather than... But it's like a bit like... And it's a bit more, it's not as psychological as Shining, it's a bit more in your face with ghosts and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's a similar kind of premise where, like, he's on this spaceship. There's not a lot of other people on the spaceship.
And he's trapped.
And he's like, what the fuck's going on? Yeah. He's not really sure what's happening or not. And there's, like, ghosts and different stuff happening.
Oh, an interesting one. Probably, that's like, you're getting both sci-fi horror there.
A mixture of both.
On a spaceship. With some ghosts.
So, yeah.
How long have we done, Steve?
We've done 2 hours.
Have we, yeah? We're going to have to save... So, listeners, you're going to have to come back for the game that I had ready for Steve.
That sounds so good, that game. Yeah, we'll have to.
Do you know when we'll do it? We'll just do it at the start of the next episode. We'll do one round at the start of the next episode.
Yeah. What about, can we not do an episode on it? A short episode?
Yeah, we could fly. Yeah, we could fly through some.
We'll both do each. Do like a mini episode.
Yeah. Yeah, they're quick. The game. Just to release maybe a midweeker.
Yeah.
Don't mind it, Steve. Don't mind it.
It's right? It sounds a good game, that, though. When
yeah,
you told
it's
me.
A quality game. We're not going to spoil anything.
No.
But definitely come back and listen for the game. You'll have to listen to every episode because we're just going to hide it round. You could be listening. It could be an episode about the Mafia, and then at the end of it, we'll do play this little game about films. Right. 2 hours. Another episode. Didn't, smashed out the park.
Didn't feel like 2 hours, that.
I do have to give a little shout out. My dad, who broke his neck.
Oh, yes.
February the 2nd. Has just had his hot Halo brace off today.
Today?
Today.
What is he like?
He started crying.
Yeah.
When
emotional.
The woman, yeah. When the woman told him that he was getting it off today.
Yeah.
He genuinely cried.
Wow.
Said me mum. So yeah, just a little.
What is he? Is it like the brace around the neck?
So what he had on was the chest. I don't think you. If you probably saw a picture.
Hmm.
He had a big sheepskin vest on round his torso.
Yeah.
And then bars come up from that, and then a Halo brace.
Yeah.
With two screws in the front, right into his skull.
Yeah.
And two screws in the back. And he's had that on for 19 weeks.
God, yeah.
He couldn't
move properly.
Can't move his head.
No.
Side to side. Because it's all stuck together.
Yeah.
So he's had it off. He's got a rigid neck brace on for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, so is your neck after that.
Oh, it's going to be. Steve,
it's not going
to
be.
He just looks so much better.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to give him a little.
Yes.
I know he doesn't really listen, but he might do one day. These podcasts will exist forever. But yeah, he's had it off, and other than that, I think we're done, aren't we, Steve?
I think so.
Next week's going to be another. Well, we got a guest. Hopefully.
Maybe, hopefully.
Yeah, fingers crossed, guys, for a guest next week.
Yeah.
To tell me and Steve a little story.
Yeah.
And we'll be back then with a bit more giggling and a lot more shit.
You know what we could do? I was thinking we could do like films on different genres easily.
Oh, yeah.
We could do like a horrors.
Action. Well, this is what I mean. Like
ghosts.
When we're like struggling for fucking ideas, we can
need
just
to pull out one quick.
Yeah, come and do this, can't we? Dead easy.
I think we should at some point have the next.
Yeah, squeeze one in on the weekend.
Yeah, doing one after cricket.
Yeah, that's it. Doing outdoor one.
Yeah.
Well, it's raining on the weekend actually, so none of that. Right, guys, thank you so much for listening. And we'll be back next week with another excellent episode.
This was brought to you by Murdley Productions.